And I think that flipped this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Welcome. You're listening to Jim and Them, episode 871, part two. My name is Baby Dick Mike Steele, and I am here with two of the greatest men who I have ever met in my entire life. I'm going to start with Mr. Jeff Murphy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's me, Jeff Murphy. And you know me. I'm still celebrating Juneteenth because... I don't know about you guys, as a homeschool guy, I was scared of black guys.
Okay.
All right.
Because I only met them through white guys. I don't know the correct way to say wigger. I'm just going to say wigger this whole time with overemphasis on the R.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what a horrible way to learn about black culture through the lens of white guys on pills. Wiggers.
I mean, it's an undeniable bad way to learn.
Bunch of guys piling out of Nissan Altima looking like Pigpen riding dirt bikes.
All right.
I don't think they understand black culture. Just because Eminem started rapping about killing his mom, we're into it. I don't know. I don't know if I speak for wigs. But anyways, what about Jeff Tones? And they're like, I'm gay. Anyways, back to you.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
Unk.
I am here. Jim, how many did you drink? Have you done the math?
Shit, I don't know. Maybe like eight?
What? Really?
Maybe like eight or nine, I think.
Because I did about eight. Okay, we'll call it nine. We're going to round
we'll
up.
Call it nine.
I am here with the man of the hour, Mr. Nine Beers. Jim!
Yo! Okay. Drinking nine beers, running the boards, playing the clips, playing the breaks. Ain't nobody like me. Get that straight right now. Ain't nobody like me. Ain't nobody drinking all these beers and running the boards and playing the clips.
I get it, bro.
Just let that know right now.
Unfortunately, 1 out of 3 ain't playing bad. With dicks.
Unfortunately, I did piss. Just to keep everyone up to date.
I say congrats.
Thank you. You know what? Congrats on my piss. Thank you. Congrats on my piss and my luscious lips.
Yeah, congrats on your piss and your luscious lips.
You know what? Corey lost his lips. They came over to me.
That's where they've been the whole time. They were hiding in plain sight.
And that's why they call you Junior Shabadoo.
Who's on the line?
Hey, boys, it's Cody, Siva Jackson in the chat.
Yo!
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, old school Cody.
Suck your old dick.
Brother, Today is my legitimate, no doubts about it, legitimate wedding. I am at my fucking wedding.
Whoa, what?
Hello. I've been...
What's
dude,
his name?
Dude, I am legitimately... Well, fuck you, Jeff. Fucking Jesus Christ, bud.
Boom, boom, boom.
Hey, no homo. Ew, pause.
Dude, I've been having fucking shots of Jameson. I've been having fucking shots of Baja Rosa. I got into the fucking Jose Cuervo. It's been a wild night. I just want to say, I'm sorry that I missed part one. I just want to say, like, I've only had one relationship longer. Well, okay. I've only had one relationship longer than my current girlfriend, I guess, wife.
Mm-hmm.
I've only had one fucking relationship longer, and that's with the boys at Jim and them.
Yeah.
No way.
I've been listening to this fucking show since fucking 2013, 2014.
Wow.
I love you boys.
Pause, more than life itself.
All right. Fair enough. Fair play.
Fuck your wedding.
No.
Fuck your wedding.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to ask you for a favor. Can you boys pour a shot for me real quick?
Oh,
yeah, I got one.
It's
right
gonna
here.
Be a beer.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's all right. I'm drinking the Jose Cuervo. If that's all right with you,
drinking
boys.
Drinking a drink. No, that's named after a guy.
That's yeah. completely fine. Real quick, Cody. Cody, real quick, yeah. What type of ceremony do you have? Where was it at? Was it at a church?
So what I had was, I actually cheated a little bit. We got eloped May 30th.
All right.
We got eloped May 30th, and then we finally had everyone around here on the greatest day of the earth, 4th of July, the most important day, I would ask.
Okay.
Argue.
1776.
We got everyone around. I mean, we got married in the eyes of the British Columbian government, but today we got married in the eyes of the Lord and our family and friends.
All right. Well, what was the vibe, though? Was it like... at a park? Was it at like a farmhouse? Like what? Where was the ceremony?
It was
at
the barn where she was born.
Come on,
come on.
A farmhouse is fair. We got all the fucking family at the Airbnb. I was so fucking stressed out because I got. Hold on one second. I got the.
Hold on one second.
I got the mother and dad here at the same time, and they fucking hate each other.
Oh, shit.
They hate each other.
A mom and dad?
Or hers?
Yeah, my mom and dad fucking hate each other.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Like, one's like a Kristen Thorson, one's like a Joe Barry.
What was
fan.
Your wedding song?
What? What was the wedding song? We had a fucking killer song. What the fuck killer song was that? It was
Drops of Jupiter.
It was one of the bad killer songs. I don't know. I didn't pick it. I wanted a fucking Jeff Rosenstock joint myself.
Shit.
I wanted fucking nausea of all things.
Bro, that would have been a nuts ass fucking song. Are you kidding me?
That song would have been trippy.
But she wanted fucking. We got this running up the hill killer song. I don't know.
Kate Bush song.
No, I don't know what the fucking... I don't know the Killers. She just picked the song and I said, yeah, it sounds good, my love.
Oh, the Killers.
It's a cover,
Hold on, Cody.
From fucking gay-ass fucking America?
Cody,
who the fuck?
Come on, Cody. You don't have to play...
Gay-ass America?
You don't have to play this part of, like, I don't know the fucking song. Like, you know the song.
She makes
it's
you
all
listen
right.
to it in the car all
it's
the time.
It's all right that you had a song for... But what's her name? What's her name? What's her first name? You don't give me full name.
What's
her first name?
Brittany.
All right.
Brittany.
Real quick. All right. Everybody... lift your glasses to Cody and Brittany.
Yeah.
Because the thing that, how old were you when you started listening to Jim and Them?
Dude, I started listening to Jim and Them legitimately fucking 2013. So I would have been in 11th grade. So I'd have been fucking 17 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Oof. All right. Well, all right.
You're too old. You should have grown out of the show.
We all know. Don't say that.
No, that's the thing. Because I've grown out of everything in my life. I've grown out of fucking wrestling. I've grown out of video games. But the only thing I have not grown out of is this great program right here. So if you have a glass at home, boys, if you have a glass in your hand, I have a glass in my hand right now.
We all have a glass in our hand. So Cody and Brittany, we lift our glasses to you because... when you really think about it and when you really break it down, there were so many choices and things that happened in your life. And sometimes you were like, hey, this was an amazing moment. I love this moment. Sometimes you were like, hey, this is not such a great thing that's happening to me right now, and you are upset. But the important thing is that where you are at right now, those choices and those decisions brought you to this place in time. And it brought us to this place in time. And it is a goddamn privilege that we're all on this earth at the same time where we where we could communicate and exist and we could, you know, affect each other's lives in different ways. So when it comes down to it, it is a goddamn miracle that not only Jim and them exist, but also Cody and Brittany were able to meet and fall in love and find their person and complete the destiny that is the soulmates that is that are each other. And as we lift our glasses to them, we wish nothing but eternity and goodwill and a great family to both of you. Because yes, yeah, you know, you're trying to say, hey, I don't know the song, or he hey, we eloped. You know what I mean? But the thing is, it's a special moment that even you mentioned your parents don't get along, but they were both there.
Yeah.
And the reason why that is because you're a special person, and it's a special thing that you exist on this earth. So we tip our glasses.
Up that you're going to make me fucking cry.
Yeah,
here, bud.
Baby.
So we raise our glasses to you, and we salute to you. But at the same time that we're saluting to you, we're saluting to ourselves, and we're patting ourselves on the back because, hey, we made it this far. We're here in this year of our Lord, 2025, on the 4th of July, and we're all happy that we're alive and in whatever health we might be. And even the bad things got us to this point, which is a great point. So we drink to you, my man.
We're like the Cody.
Fuck, I love you, boys. Salute.
We're the Cody and Brittany of radio shows.
Yes, we are. Yes. Yes, Mike.
Brother, I was gonna come on here and glaze you boys, but fuck, you made me look fucking cry.
Hey man, get me at your wedding as the best man next time. Yeah. I'll make a great speech.
Yeah, next time when you and Brittany fucking crash and burn, yeah, maybe. When you and Chelsea get together, dude, it's gonna be sick.
Oh yeah, well yeah. Hopefully, you guys got the locals discount at the pig farm over there, baby. Because sheesh.
Jim, when are you getting fucking married, buddy? Do I hear wedding bells in the future?
I've been engaged for years. I mean, essentially married. I love my wife. I love my girlfriend / wife.
Yeah. Eligible bachelor, you know what they say. Over here.
Happy life.
Am I wrong? Confirmed. Am I wrong, Cody? You're going to learn that
soon.
That's
what they say. You know, Cody, that's what they say.
That is what they say. I've been told that at least 20 times.
Yeah, that's what they say, dude.
Yeah.
Well, it's great because there are a lot of people.
Don't worry, you're 21.
Aw. There's a lot of people in the chat that don't understand. My thing is I love to do very long speeches.
Super long, winding toast.
We go on. Well, we used to. Yeah. I mean, who knows if we're going to go this year or not. But we go on these trips, me and my friend Jake and my friend Brian. And Brian always gets upset because we get a shot at a bar. And I do a very long-winded speech, and he gets very upset about it. But the thing is, it's all from the heart, and it's all real, and it should make you feel good.
Nothing against Jake and Brian, but fuck them. Our trip is on 9/11 this year, so they can get fucked. Whatever trip take, it's some fucking alternate whack trip.
Yeah. Bone Wolf's not going to card the 9/11 boys this year?
Nah, Bone Wolf's dead.
But if Bone Wolf's not there, it's not the 9/11 boys.
I mean, it's yet to be seen. I mean, some stuff went down last year. We'll see what happens this year.
I love this guy. Like, yeah, it's my wedding, but like, I can hang out. What are you guys talking about?
Wait, so catch me up on Bone Wolf.
I've been hanging out with this woman for fucking 12 years. Yeah, call. Get Bone Wolf in here. I've been hanging out with this fucking chick for 12 years. Fuck that. I'm hanging out with my boys at Jim and them.
Yeah, you have to admit, it's kind of a dick move to have your wedding on 4th of July, though. You have to admit it.
Yeah, but we're Canadian, so...
Oh, you're Canadian.
That's an extra level of dick.
That makes sense, then. All right, you're Canadian.
You're like, I don't know. Is this day important?
What part of Canada? Newfoundland?
Yeah, British Columbia.
Are you the guys that shit in the shower, or who's that?
That'll be Quebec.
Ah, okay.
We hate Quebec around here.
All right.
Say again?
No.
Sorry, I got interrupted.
I was just saying we hate Quebec around here.
Yeah, we hate Quebec.
That's fair. That's completely fair. They're French, and that's different. And
sorry, my wife was like, "Hey, it's our honeymoon.
I love you," and I was like, "Whatever, babe."
Wait.
Yeah. No, my sister came up to say goodbye. So I do have to say goodbye. I just want to say one
call
more
her
thing.
Call her cunt.
Tell your sister. All right,
hold on. Let Cody say his one last thing. It's his wedding. It's our wedding gift.
I just
want
to say one last thing before I go. And if you could just pour one more quick shot of beer. Just one more. Quick shot of beer.
I gotta get another one.
We're
hold
waiting.
On.
Oh wait, Jim's getting another beer.
I need another beer.
All right. While Jim's waiting, I just want to say I've been listening to this show for so fucking long, 14 years, right? And everything else in my life has come and gone, except for my wife, of course. Everything in my life has come and gone. And I know there's a lot of new people listening, and this is one of the most important communities there are, right? I mean, take away the Corey stuff. I'm over the Corey stuff myself, but
I don't know about
this
that,
community.
Yeah, well, slow down.
I understand Corey
stuff. That's our bread and butter.
Fucking bread and butter.
Yeah.
But, you know, besides the point. This show is one of the most important shows on the fucking internet.
Whoa.
And I'm so grateful that do what you do every single fucking week. And I especially appreciate everything you do around the Christmas time for the Tots turn.
Hell yeah,
drive.
Baby.
Hell yeah.
I think what you guys do is important. And I think what you guys do is genuinely important, right? I love every episode. I have not missed a fucking single episode. I mean, I'm podcast gum, but I have not missed a single fucking episode. And
yeah,
I think
right.
You boys should be more popular than the fucking world, right? You should be fucking, you should be better than fucking Joe Rogan. You should be better than fucking whoever the fuck. Dude, you guys are the... I don't listen to podcasts. You guys are genuinely one of the most important podcasts in the fucking universe. I love Jim and Them. Jim and Them is pop culture. I know that.
Hell yeah.
Thank you so much.
Stone face furring his vows.
If I could,
he throws
I
out
have
his vows.
Three
again.
More things to say.
Sure, all right,
if
go
I
ahead.
Could, I have three more things to say.
Shoot,
number
three
one,
things.
God bless Jim and Them.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Number two, God bless America.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
And number three, start your engine.
Oh. Thank you, man.
I love you, boys.
Love you.
I genuinely love you, boys. I mean, that's not in a gay way. I just love you, boys.
Nah, it's okay, man.
Please, dude, have a great part two. Have a great rest of your show. I love you. Enjoy. Be good. Happy 4th of July. Take care, boys.
Thank you, Cody.
Thank you, brother.
We love you, whoever the fuck that was.
Congratulations on your wedding.
That's Cody.
Man.
Cody with a K.
No, I know.
He's Cody with a K. Just for all the people out there.
I'm pushing him away because that's how I build walls.
Yes. Oh. Who's on the line? Go
Who's
ahead, Charlie.
Who's on the line? Hey, no. Don't make that exhaustive. Ugh. I don't want to talk to this guy. Mike, first of all, Cody, great caller, great energy. I agree with everything that he said.
Mike, you got to listen.
You know, I'm
Mike took his headphones off. I'm sorry, Charlie. You're going to have to earn his trust back, but I'm listening.
He doesn't get any placation from me.
I'm listening, but you'll have to earn Mike's trust back. But go ahead. Go ahead, Charlie.
Why does he take off? What's going on? Why can't he put the microphone on?
Charlie, you have to understand. You have to understand where he's coming from. Come on, show some empathy.
Charlie, what about the P-52s and Patrick's at the front of it? And he's like, Rogue Lobster.
Don't do that. You're ruining it. Go ahead, Charlie. What did you want,
Rogue
man?
Rogue Lobster?
Don't do that, Mike. Jeff.
I'm not calling in to be mean. I thought I would call in and have a nice conversation with Mike, but he completely tunes out when I call in. It's like I'm worse than Hitler's taint. There's something about me that he
hates. What about like a lesbian version of Mike?
Like,
what would that be?
He feels like he's been burned by you in the past, Charlie. So it's going to take a little bit. You're going to have to earn his trust back. That's all I'm saying, man. There's a friendship arc in the future. We'll just have to see how that plays out. We can't force it.
Well, Sometimes when I call in, actually every time I call in, I'm usually inebriated and I say things that I regret. And so I'm not inebriated right now. So I would like to have a normal conversation. If Mike would, entertain that. If not, then, you know, I don't want to interrupt this. This is his time. This is his segment, correct?
At the moment, I don't think it's going to work. Mike, are you going to give him the chance to have a legitimate conversation?
He's a waste of our time. And
At the moment, no. I'm just saying.
But I would never even answer that.
I'm saying don't cross it out. It could happen in the future, but at the moment, no.
Hey, Jim, quick question. You I think you mentioned it about a half an hour or so back. I wasn't watching. Obviously, your lips are very red. What's going on? What's up with that?
I don't know, man. I must be horny or turned on or something. I don't know what's going on with my red lips, my man.
Are you horny or turned on?
I'm not trying to make a bit out of it, but dude, your lips are like severely red. Why is that?
Maybe it's because I'm a little sauced right now. I don't know. Maybe it's the, you know, when you drink a little bit, you get that fucking, you know, people up in Alaska, they drink that booze to get that warmth inside. That's the only thing I could maybe chalk it up to.
That's super cool. Hey, Jim, I'm going to go. I don't want to waste your time. You got more valuable callers. I'm sure they're going to call in. But I never asked you this, and I truly don't know this. Do you have any children?
I do not, no.
Well, that's cool. No, Jim, I'm not going to goof on you. Actually, like I said, I would like to maybe have a conversation. I'm going to be in Las Vegas on the 19th in August, actually, August 19th for 4 days. So you're in Las Vegas, aren't you?
Yes, sir. We are Vegas representing, my man. I'm from the East Coast, my dude.
Cool. I'm going to be in Las Vegas, for 6 days. So maybe I'll touch base with you. Might be kind of cool. Maybe have lunch. And to see if there's any sort of connection where maybe we can do some sort of bizarre, odd podcast that may turn into something.
All right. Buying. You're buying.
Drop the location. We'll kill you in real life.
I'll buy.
Don't tell them that.
All right. Listen, you guys have a great night. And I'm going to sit back and watch your show and take care of Mike, maybe someday you and I can have like a normal conversation, start off fresh.
All right. He says, hey, Mike, maybe one day you'll have a conversation start off fresh, Mike. Okay. Mike says, okay, but in a very sarcastic way, if I could do an impression. All right, he hung up. He's gone, Mike.
Well, you guys could have a penship arc where you guys write letters to each other.
I'm with Mike, though. He's trying to lull us into
It's a waste of time.
Yes.
It's not a waste of time. He is any comedy that might come out of it isn't worth it.
No, it's not friendship arc.
Nothing.
Mike,
about
you know the importance of a friendship arc.
It's a giant waste of our time.
If there's one thing this show survives on, nay, exists on, it's turning our enemies into friends. That's what this show, it started way back in the '07s. One thing we said when we wrote a show Bible, we said, this show's about turning enemies into friends.
Yeah, I don't check out a lot, but at some point in time, if it was up to me...
Wait, Mike, but do you not remember the show Bible?
Yeah, the Book of Eli.
If it was up to me, I would never answer his phone calls again. And so if he's going to call and you guys want to waste an absurd amount of time talking to this guy, that's fine.
Mike,
I'm not taking part in that. That's not my thing.
Mike, let me know right... Let me let you know right now. Mm-hmm. All you're making happen is like, this is so enticing to get Mike to listen to Charlie.
You're edging us right now.
All you're doing is making this a cool thing.
Here's the thing. As friends, it's a waste of your time.
No.
I'm not going to engage with it.
You're making this the forbidden fruit, Mike.
I have zero.
Yeah, but what about as work-wise? All right.
I have zero interest in it. It doesn't make it good.
As your work-wives?
As your work-wives, I'm stonewalling you.
As your work-husband? I'm going to smack the shit out of you. Who's on the line?
Yo, guys, it's Max Murder, a.k.a. Dr. Max Rebo.
Hey, the doctor is
what
in.
It do, Max? What's up, PhD, my man, Dr. Max Murder?
I have a black eye, but I fell down the stairs. I walked into a door. It wasn't Jim.
Steak.
Okay, but I just wanted to drop, especially after this long-ass power hour. I'm pretty cooked, fam. But I wanted to do a pretty dope-ass Charlie impression right now.
Hey, guys, it's me, Charlie.
You know, I'm totally not a character and not trying to play up a terrible shit bit with no original ideas. But, hey, guys, let's go ahead and be friends about it. Anyway, you guys have a great rest of your night. Obama, Coco Bun,
hell
come
yeah.
on.
Thank you, Max.
Dog Summer.
Thank you, Max. We love it, Max.
I'm Charlie. I silently lost $50,000 on Bitcoin.
Awesome. What I love is because no matter how it plays out, it's great because it's either Charlie is setting up some sort of bit, which we already see coming, or he legit is trying to tell the truth.
I think both are waste
either
of time.
Way. No, I think both
I think,
are great.
I think you chop it out and just move on with your life with neither outcome, and we are okay.
No. I think it's a net
I wouldn't even say we're 99.9, like we're missing out. I'd say we're missing out on nothing.
I'd put us in the green, meaning like we'd be certified as a green company where like the net positive
you're
of talking.
So drunk.
You're talking to Charlie.
You're so drunk, Jim.
Let me finish.
Let my client
speak. I'm being held down.
Let my client speak.
I'm being prejudiced against. No, the net positive is greater for the environment that we do talk to him. Who's on the line?
Hello, this is Lucifer.
Hey, what's up, Lucifer?
Lucifer's here.
Hey, if you have seen a guy named Charlie, please let me know. I've been trying to get him back to my place.
I can't, like, say that again.
He's trying to get him back to his
place. He's trying to get Charlie back to his place.
Oh, all right. Yeah,
I like calling hell my place.
Yeah, no, Charlie's
also,
doing something.
I know what happened to Jeff last week, if you want to know.
No, yeah, what happened with Jeff?
Shut up.
You heard it.
Oh! A little early.
We knew it one day Lucifer would, you heard it us.
Actually,
I thought
you know
Cody
what?
Was going to hit us with one during his thing, actually.
We do need to catch up on some super
good evening, cowards.
Obama.
Hello there. This isn't the Krusty Krab. This is Patrick.
Obama.
Oh, silent but deadly, I assume.
Fuck yeah.
What about the pigeon?
Good evening, cowards.
Subscriber.
Obama.
Are you think queerness is your ally? You merely adopted the queer. I was born in it, molded by it.
Thank you, Zenpai.
What words was he saying?
Queer.
Happy 4th, Jim and them. Happy 1-year anniversary, Tiffany. We're both watching and celebrating.
Hell yes, Tiffany.
Jim and them is motherfucking pop culture, bro. Live it. Breathe it.
Real quick, yeah, that was Shawn Michael. Happy 4th, Jim and them, 1-year anniversary, Tiffany.
Happy 1-year anniversary, Tiffany.
Shout out Shawn and Tiffany.
I wonder if it's Tiffany Stratton.
Shout out Zenpai. Shout out Phil McCock for subscribing. Shout out Chat Martin for
shout
the
out
silent
Tiffany.
But deadly.
Shout out Phil McCock.
Dakota, hello there. This isn't the Krusty Krab. This is Patrick. Oh, yeah, I that did say it, actually. Yeah. Thank you, Dead Rider GR, for the 100 bits, and actually another 100 bits as well on Twitch. XOX Neen resubscribed and just said, whoop.
Dude, word.
Yeah, whoop.
Word.
She's like, oops, I resubscribed.
Best power route and then some. Thank you, Jim and them.
Thank you, Scott. Absolutely. Thank you for the super chat.
Good evening, cowards.
Obama.
5th beer, 3rd shot. Say my name.
Phil McCock, that was $10. Thank you, brother.
I love this say my name thing.
Snaps Hot Sniper with a Silent But Deadly Super Chat.
That's my favorite Coheed and Cambria song.
Snaps Hot Sniper.
This show really is pop culture.
Max Murder, thank you, brother. Always a fucking tried and true.
I was going to say, I like that Max Murder uses hashtags in real life.
Glad I was able to make a live show for the first time all year.
Oh, wow.
Loving the crew.
Fright Shark, shout outs, dude. Thank you for the super chat.
Money.
Word.
Dean money. Jacobs, thank you for $7.99 Australian and just saying money.
Hell yeah.
Money. Obama.
Happy 4th from Australia.
Scumbag Josh, shout outs.
You know what?
Shout outs Australia.
Tell me when they're done, because if we're getting shout outs from Australia, I got an old one.
Obama.
Happy 4th to all the Dark Warriors out there.
Sailor Goose, thank you, man. Or woman.
Obama.
We love you, man.
Elizabeth, we love you back.
I feel like it was Sailor Goon.
Obama.
Was it? Oh,
I know,
yeah,
it's
you know,
not
you're right.
New, but I have to say, I love that picture of Corey behind you. Fell Dog Summer, boys, let's go.
Backing up real quick. Wait, shit, did I lose it?
Sailor Goon is an amazing name.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
Wavy G, Cody's wife, get back here. We haven't said I do. Thank you. And yeah, Brainwash Filth Pig. I know it's not, well, that's the one. I know it's not new, but I have to say I love that picture of Corey. It is a great picture. I love it. The one when he's just kind of like on his side.
Yeah, the Michael
doing
Jackson.
Doing his model pose.
Obama.
T-tuber or tip $10. Let us get a four-cheer hip-hop to celebrate this special day.
Hip-hop!
Kokubuns, kokubumna, obunga.
Hip-hop!
Yeah, let me just do your shit from the show, Coco Bungs Bunga Bunga.
And Boat Night, as a Canuck, Jim and Them is the America of podcasts.
Hell yeah.
I assume that's a good thing.
That's the way the rest of the world looks
from
at us.
Old school goon, Andy Lowe, he hit me up at the beginning of the show. But I'm thunderstruck with sunny skies in Sydney, Australia.
Oh, hell yeah.
Happy 4th of July, independent gentlemen. No gods, no masters, and no sugar in your damn Sprite chill. Thank you,
Shout
Andy
outs.
Lowe.
Thunderstruck.
Andy Lowe's been around for a minute.
Let me see here. Actually, you know what? It's not quite a video to react to, but it's since we're kind of just like free balling here.
You it's know, like, an oral experience.
Like Tom Petty said best, free balling. What was funny to me, this was recently, and it made me laugh. I don't know if it's going to be entertaining to anyone else, but I hope it will be.
Is it a guy getting beheaded?
It was dying. What was funny to me is I was chilling with my dog Caesar. He's a Yorkie.
Uh-huh.
And he follows me everywhere. Like he hangs when I work, he hangs out with me, he just hangs out in my office with me, he follows me all the time. But it was funny.
What a pick me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, go ahead, pick me, Yorkie.
Pick me ass, dog.
He was, I was just hanging out with him, like watching TV or something, and I was looking at him, and I started getting emotional because I started imagining the Quiet Place happening. Like, you know the Quiet Place.
Oh, he'd be a bad match for the Quiet Place.
It's so funny because all I was thinking, like, for people that don't know, the Quiet Place, the aliens that crashed to Earth. And they're all about like being quiet or else like you're going to get attacked by the big alien monsters. And I was getting like legit emotional being like, I'd have to sacrifice you, bro, if like the Quiet Place aliens
came. No,
dude,
you're not
because
weird.
You would not shut the fuck up.
You're not weird for that.
You would just have to reach over and crush his hand like a can, like real quick. You're just like, oh, no.
Or I'd have to just let him get fucking grabbed by the monsters.
Because I thought about that, but not in the
well,
Quiet
so
Place context.
It's so funny how fast you could also just kill him.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah,
you
just like
go.
Twist his neck.
Yeah, just like you crush him, throw him in the trash. Like, all right.
Because I thought of the... like the Independence Day, like the ship is coming to the
yes,
city and it's
yeah.
And I'm like, oh shit, we have to run. And then it's like, dude, I'm gonna put you in a carrier and take you. I don't know when I'll get food. I don't know what. And I start thinking about like how hard it would
am
be
I
to
gonna
take
eat
care
my
of
cat?
Them.
Yeah, am I
well,
gonna
just,
eat my
like you're gonna be like in a bad spot, you're not gonna know what's going on. What if we have to leave the car we're in? Or like what
rape
if,
mode.
What if I get killed? And like a fucking like crazy highway person like wants to steal my car, so they kill me. And like we're fighting each other, we both die. And you're just sitting in a carrier in my car, just like basically with like no one to take care of you. Like I think I've thought of it that way.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it's just like it's dark and it's bad.
Well,
and I don't like thinking about.
No,
like,
I don't
uh-oh,
like
every well, hot like, woman that's less strong than me.
The zombie apocalypse where you're just like. You're still in that early phase where it's just like, I'm just hiding in my apartment. Every once in a while, I go and scavenge. Like, how hard would it be when I'm like, I can't find food for you. I don't know. I can't.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I don't. There's no food. You don't. Hello? You don't understand the apocalypse, but it's happening.
Who's on the line?
It's my last drunk call, but can y'all imagine a parakeet in that kind of universe?
Oh, you know, the dude. Parakeet in the Quiet Place universe?
Dude, fuck, man. That'd be bad.
But yeah, how bummed would you be that you had to let your parakeet go?
Probably like half a day, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, you'd forget? you'd move on?
Yeah, I'm a little tipsy.
Well, how long have
anyways,
you had your... Well, hold on. How long have you had your parakeet?
I don't have one, but my neighbor does.
I was about to say, right, you're assuming right. This guy's got a parakeet. This drunk man has a parakeet.
I assumed he called in. Do you have any type of pet?
I have a cat. Three cats.
All right, so how bummed would you be if you had to, like, leave your cat because your cat's meowing and shit and the fucking Quiet Place aliens are there?
Probably, like, 5 minutes before they get out.
All right, well, thanks for calling, man. What else did you have?
That's it.
Thanks, man.
Just imagine the quiet place universe with a parakeet.
Right now.
I do like your scenario.
Great premise. I appreciate it.
How many drinks you have?
I'm on number 10.
Fuck yeah. 10 beers, this guy. Yeah, love to hear
10
it.
Beers, you. All right, later,
hey,
man.
Thanks, brother.
Three times. Bye.
Because that's another one, man. Is like, what if my cat was meowing and I had to like hold its head and be like,
try to shut it
up. Try to stop. And I'd feel bad in that scenario because I'm like, you don't know. You don't know what you're doing right now, but I'm going to have to like kind of mistreat you to hope, but that's only going to make you want to do it more, which is, I'm going to have to fight you hard. Thinking about that is a nightmare because it's just to no end. It's just thinking about sad shit.
No, exactly. Because the thing that made me laugh about it was more so the fact that like I sat there thinking about it and I got legit upset. And I was almost like to the point where I was apologizing to my dog where I was like, you know what? If the Quiet Place aliens came, I'd have to leave you. Like, oh, I'm really sorry.
Apologizing about a hypothetical situation that will never happen.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? The thing is, you won't listen to me when I tell you to not bark. And you would probably start barking, and I'd have to be like, you know what? He's not with me. I'm sorry.
It'll be really hard for me when I throw you like a football out of the window.
I was like, you know what? You're my best friend in the whole world, and I love you more than anything, but I'd have to punt you across the room to distract the Quiet Place aliens.
Or you could lock him in a water tower like the baby.
Yeah, maybe. I could. If I had enough lead time, yes. I would make a baby soundproof baby room,
You'd lock them in the water tower? Like, what are they, Wacko, Yakko, and Dot?
Need a piss.
But yeah, to me, it was just making me laugh that I was legit getting really, like, disturbed. I was just sitting there watching TV and getting upset and looking at my dog and being like, I'm so sorry that the Quiet Place aliens are going to get you. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Yeah. It's E-Rock and the Boo.
E-Rock, how many drinks do you have, man?
Probably like 15.
Shut up. Don't lie. Are you lying?
No, I'm actually being honest, dude. Like, probably 15.
15? What are you sipping on?
Like Michelob Ultra, Blue Moon Light. I don't know, some light beer.
I was gonna say, are you cheap as hell? You're buying Michelob Ultra?
Oh yeah, no, I'm cheap as hell. Yeah, no, I'm cheap.
Man,
I'm cheap, bro.
Real quick, hold on, chat. E-Rock saves his money.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Are you penis pinching again? Come on.
Yeah, what's up,
real.
Man?
Listen, I have to say a couple things. First off, Jeff, why are you always hating on my raps, bro? For real.
Yeah, dude, Jeff, you're always hating for no reason.
They're not good.
But why do you have to say that?
They're absolutely good.
Whoa,
but they're not.
What?
I don't agree.
Let's pretend they are bad. Why do you have to say that?
I don't know. Why? What is it? Free merch I was given? Come on.
Whoa.
You're right.
Whoa. I just feel hated on. It's all good. Jeff, I'm going to win you over. I'm going to win you
He's
over.
He's
going to
win you
days.
Over, you sack of shit.
You sack of fucking shit.
Fake drunk.
No, E-Rock is drunk.
Listen,
I can hear it.
No, I'm definitely drunk, but like, Jeff's a sack of shit. Stop fucking hating on me, bro. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, for no reason.
Damn. Get good.
For no reason. Zero reason. Whoa, get good?
It's called Get Good.
Bro, hold on. For real, I challenged Jeff to a wrap-off for the Streamathon, and he backed away, bro.
You didn't challenge me to wrap-off. You asked if I wanted to do something, and I said no.
Wait, why'd you back out, though?
I was like, no.
There you go.
Wait, was it effort into the show?
Yeah, I was like, you want to do something?
I'm
like, nah.
Don't. All right, all right. Wow. What else?
All right. So, Mike.
Yes.
Today on the Discord, man, you were hating. You were just throwing shade. It just felt really hurtful, man.
At who?
What's up?
Wait, about what?
This guy
bro?
Is just drunk and causing problems.
Oh, he's emotional and drunk.
When
all
did
right.
I hate on you?
Today when you were saying, like, get fucked, get wrecked, get bent.
You said
like,
get raped earlier.
Wait, are you serious?
Get raped?
Wait, did Mike ever say wrecked?
I didn't say... I didn't say get wrecked. When we got our, our names.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Here's the thing, Eric. I know you're drunk, so if you weren't drunk, you'd understand. I literally chose you as one of the names. And so that's like a good thing because you know that I don't mean fuck you or get fucked. Like, I don't hate you and Roxy and Max.
All right. Fair enough.
I like how he doesn't believe it.
I know that this is drunk. This is drunk Eric.
Listen,
so I'm not going to hold drunk
it.
Eric
he's
against sober.
No, he's not faking it. But yeah,
last and not least, you piece of shit.
Jim.
Wait, what? What did I do? What did I do?
Exactly. You know you fucking did, you piece of shit.
What did I do?
Jim, what'd you do?
What did I do?
He's hitting you with the girlfriend. You know what he did. Well, you know what you did.
Yeah.
You already know what you did, you motherfucking piece of shit.
All right, what happened?
You done did me dirty.
Wait, what?
What made you rap? Did you dirty?
Oh my God, Jeff, you can't even give it fucking 5 seconds without dissing on my raps again. Jesus fucking Christ.
Jesus
oh no.
Christ.
This is going to turn into a fucking Shane situation. Who? Remember Shane? I called in all drunk and then stopped listening to the show.
Oh, that was Shane, yeah.
No, what did I do for real?
I'm going to leave that to you, brother. I can't say it out loud, but you know you did.
The only thing I can think of maybe is E-Rock has a new song, but I didn't play it yet.
Oh yeah,
it's not a rap song either. Yeah. Mike could be featured on there.
I am
an acoustic ballad.
Listen,
is that what you're referring to?
I don't know this or that. I just know that I'm drunk. I just know that it's 4th of July.
All right, E-Rock, settle the fuck down.
I just know that. Whoa, bro. I'm just saying, I know that I love you guys. It's 4th of July. I'm hanging out. I'm drunk as fuck. And I'm chilling. I'm going to get off the phone.
You know who Eric is right now? He's Brian being like, I'm just trying to hang out with Jim.
Yeah, I'm just trying to chill with Jim and them.
That's who he is right now.
All
right.
Well, hey, thank you, E-Rock. You know what? We appreciate everything you do.
Even Thanks, bro.
Even if Jeff tries to say otherwise with his fucking snob opinion.
A snob opinion. Correct opinion.
But, I mean, but honestly, Whoa. Like, E-Rock puts way more into the show than Jeff does. But
Yeah, and I'm still better.
I don't know if you're better.
All right, love you guys.
All right, thank you, brother. All right, later,
Hi,
dude.
Brother.
I've never heard him that drunk before. He's like not All even right. the same person.
Go ahead. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Hey, Mike. I want to have a normal conversation with you. If you'll like have
Mike,
one with
Mike, he's
me.
Gonna keep calling. Just listen real
then stop
quick.
Stop fucking answering. It's up to you, Jim. Do you want to?
I mean, just see anonymous. I don't know if it's him.
You're the one that's choosing to give this guy time.
What do you have to say to Mike?
You can give him as much time as you want. I'm not gonna.
What do you have to say to Mike? I'll tell him.
I don't understand. He has like the Mount Everest animosity. He's so angry with me, and he took off his ear. He's not even
now,
listening
on,
right now.
Hold on, Charlie. Come on, don't act like you're confused. You know, you called in. You're being a piece of shit to our show a lot.
Yeah,
like that's you set Mike off, man. You did this. This is your bad.
Obama.
Is he rock?
So I'm calling
guy?
In to make an online amends. I want to apologize. So I'm going to start fresh. I don't even want to talk about the past. I don't remember the past. The old past. Charlie was a drunk. So I'm going to go.
Are
fresh.
You drunk right now, Charlie? Have you been drinking?
Yeah, I am a little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
How many
yeah,
you have? How many bit. Are you sipping on?
It's Evan Williams. Hey, do you like whiskey?
Evan Williams. That's
a little
good
bit.
Shit.
A little bit.
Evan Williams. Oh man, good
that's
God!
Good
if I was
stuff.
Gay, I would. If I was gay, I would marry Evan Williams.
Yeah.
But
no,
hold
but
on.
I truly do want to apologize.
Charlie, real quick. Just tell us right now. Is this some sort of long con? Like, what are you trying to set up?
No, there's no bit. It's not a bit. Jim, I'm actually a fan of yours. I think that I do think that you should be a little more successful than you are. I think the whole Corey Feldman, you know, thing is a thing, but I think you've got more to offer than just this, you know, what you're doing right now.
Well, what about like in comparison to say Anthony Cumia?
What about Anthony Cumia? Oh, Anthony Cumia is a genius. I mean, yeah, no, in the history of radio, who could compare to him to be Dickhead?
What about in comparison to Kevin Brennan?
Oh, okay. I see you.
What do you think, Charlie?
What was the question?
What about in comparison to Kevin Brennan? What do you think we stand?
You know, listen. I think most of us, there's 1,000, 10,000, 1,000,000 people online that do a podcast. You guys do your podcast. I said I enjoy it. It's watchable. Most podcasts, like Joe Rogan, I'm not a fan of. I don't really get his appeal.
More watchable than Joe Rogan. Put it in the reviews.
Oh, no. Joe, he's kind of like a professor. He's very, you know, yeah. I don't know. But you guys are funny. You're unique right now. You're drinking online. You guys are getting buzzed. So obviously your whole thing's going to change up in a little bit. Kevin Brennan, I don't have anything. He seems to yell a lot. You know, I think it's shtick. It's just an act. So it is what it is.
All right. Well, let me know. What should I tell Mike to win him over for you?
Yeah, there's something obviously that he doesn't understand, that when I call in, it's just stupid trolling. It's an idiot calling into an online podcast, and to take it seriously, you know, there's something missing in your brain that doesn't register that it's just a troll.
Yeah, you could be right. I think you might be onto something, Charlie.
Well, and a lot of people are wondering, Charlie?
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Chris Parlay.
Would it be? I don't know who that is. Who is Chris Parlay?
Would Chris Parlay be friends with David Ace of Spades?
I don't know who these people are. I apologize.
Chris Parlay?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait, hold on. You're talking about Chris Farley?
Chris Parlay, would he be friends with David Ace of Spades?
Hold on. His name is Chris Farley, not Farah. So I have no clue what you're talking about. So you just
about
mentioned
Chris
Farley and David. Okay, so what do you want to know about Chris Farley and David Spade? Maybe I can educate you on some things.
I feel like Chris Parlay was in a movie with David Ace of Spades.
Okay, so, yeah, I get it. Okay, so okay, the bit so kind dumb. Of worked out. You caught me in your web, and I played into it. Okay,
so stupid. So,
welcome to my web. Welcome to Tommy Blackjack.
Well, hey, all I'm gonna say, Charlie. Hey, man, I appreciate it. It's going to take some time. You're a smart guy. You understand that. So, you know, we will revisit this at a later date.
That's so cool. Also, thank you very much for taking my call, and I wish you guys have a great week. Take care, guys.
All right. Have a good one, Charlie, man. Appreciate you. All right, Mike, he's gone. Mike, you're going to make him call back in.
No, you're going to make him call back in because you keep fucking
How
answering.
How am I making him call
every
back in?
Every time you answer, dude, I mean it. I'm not even trying to be too real. It's 100% on you.
It's on me. I'm just answering an anonymous call.
This is all on you.
It's anonymous.
Oh, okay. Then answer when it's Charlie. Whoa. Hang the fuck up.
It's anon, Mike.
You're what you just told Charlie is true about you too. Jim, you're
it's
not stupid.
Anon.
You've even said out loud when you're sober. Am I sabotaging the show?
Mike.
And every time you answer his call, the answer is yes.
Mike! It's an on! Come on, Mike.
Come on.
This
bro.
Is a Broadway
Chris
show.
Chris Farley?
David Join Ace the show, Spades? Mike.
No, dude, I want nothing to do with the Charlie shit. If you want to keep...
Hey,
again,
Mike.
I'm fine with you guys wasting your time on it, but I'm just not going to.
Mike.
I don't have any control over the phones, and so until you guys... like are done with it, then it's cool. Like I'll jump right back
Hold on,
in.
Mike, real quick. The water in here is beautiful, man. Oh my God. Oh, it's so
yeah.
nice.
Yeah, it's warm. It's so
Here's
warm.
The thing. It's like bath water, Mike.
I'll also
Dude,
be,
Mike, it's like embryo water.
I'll be happy to have this conversation when you're sober. I'm not going to have this conversation with you when you're drunk.
Mike, it's so nice over here.
I'm spraying you with water.
Yeah, no, it's like I'm in the womb, Mike. Yeah. I'm in the womb.
Yeah. Hey, it's fine over here.
Dude, it's nice, dude.
It's fine.
Come on. Jesus Christ. What are we doing here?
All good boys.
Are we almost done? I guess we're almost done.
Unless.
A lot of people in the chat are on your side, Mike.
Unless we just.
No shit.
Dude.
No, no
oh
fucking
my God.
Shit.
MC's on your side, Mike?
Who?
Mike, put that in a fucking dub column, dude. That's a dub for you that MC's on your side.
You're welcome. Thank you. I know
the
what
manic
it means.
Chatter?
Jim, you don't need to explain that to me. I know what it means.
Shout outs to MC.
I know what it means to have MC in my corner.
Dude, it's a fucking
you're
dub.
You're preaching to the choir.
Mark it on the goddamn dub, dude. You know what? E-Rock called in. I do want to call out that E-Rock called into the Gen Z pod. I forget the name of them. I'm sorry. My apologies.
Oh, fuck, yeah. What is it called?
My apology. It's something
got one of those,
Gen
like,
Z.
It's one of those, like, not just another. Like, it's got, like, a long, not, like, long, like, arbitrary name, but, like, one of those, like, overly descriptive names, like on purpose, like not another 80s podcast kind of name, right?
Yes, god damn it.
My American Life with Joe Coy.
We brought them up a couple weeks ago because they were trying to raise fucking $3,500 for to get Corey Feldman on their show.
We wanted to help them. We wanted them to know that it's like, even if you achieve this goal, you won't realize it was like a failure until he's on and you're like, oh no, what have we done?
We're like, anytime we are helping a podcast, we DM like, hey, a bunch of our fans are going to tell you to kill yourselves. It's like, it's
why did I say Gen Z? No, they're Gen X. My bad. Thank you, Roxy. Roxy in the chat.
I think that's what I heard.
In my Gen X.
Yes, it's Gen X. Yeah, UF. Oh, my God. We must be drunk, dude. You're my Gen X.
What if Gimli said that shit?
That's a fucking Gimli joke right there.
Gen X was cool.
If I've ever heard a Gimli joke, that was it, bro.
Every Gen X thing is just like, it was badass how we skateboarded and everyone else ruined it.
But yes, they have Gen X. Are we adults yet? That's the name of their.
That's it, yeah.
Of their
Gen
YouTube
X
channel.
Adulting.
And they had E-Rock on for fucking an hour and like 30 minutes.
Wow, holy shit!
And like on one hand, it's like it's amazing that
Really quick, was it a goodwill on the line, or was it like did they take it as an olive branch, or were they feeling like they were being talked down to?
No, they took it as an olive branch.
Okay, cool. Because I feel like even the, like I could ask that afterwards, but I'd want to hear what you say with the context of knowing how it was
yes.
taken.
No, I listened to the whole thing. It was a good podcast, but the thing is, like, again, not like no shade at E-Rock, but it's kind of like, who the fuck knows who E-Rock is? You know what I mean?
Sure.
But I say that in the same respect of like, who the fuck knows who Jim and them is? You know what I mean? Like, I play us down, so I'm going to play him down as well. Like, the thing, like, it's also great, though. Like, if you're a fan of Jim and them, you should listen to this this episode.
He's an advocate. Did he ever post it in the Discord? Did I just miss it?
He did post that he was going to be on there live, yeah.
Oh, but he didn't post it after it happened.
He may have.
Because that's what
I'm not sure.
I would have watched for.
No, it's a good listen because, like, E-Rock, like, we get the whole, like, lowdown on E-Rock.
He's a crazy advocate.
Interesting to hear.
A hell of an advocate. He's our Paul Heyman.
Well, it's funny because also the Gen X, are we adults yet? Like, they're still sticking to this fucking GoFundMe where they're trying to raise money.
He didn't sway them.
They have set the idea of, like, if we don't, whatever they make, like, they set the deadline by December. So,
okay.
Fucking 5 months. Like, whatever they make to try to, like, if they hit, like, Corey wants $3,500, which is insanity. Yes. Like, do not give that man this money.
Yes.
But if they make less than that, they're still going to offer it to him and see what he says, which is kind of fun, kind of smart, because if they have money, he's going to accept
it. He's done smaller shows for less, so I bet you he'll say yes.
But yes, yeah, well, exactly. But the reason why they had E-Rock on him is because E-Rock is the executive producer. This is an official role. He's the executive producer of Jim and Them. But again, when I like put that down, because I'm putting us down as well, because in my mind, I don't think of Jim and Them as like this big thing.
No.
I think of it as like, this is a show we've been doing forever. No one listens to it, but apparently people do. But they also did appreciate, like, I remember at the time we played their video when they were, like, reading their pitch to Corey Feldman, and Mike was being catty about, like, how they didn't read their copy before they said it, and you were trying to give them
I don't feel
tips.
Like I was being catty. I was giving funny, constructive...
Yeah, well, you know,
No. Mike can be catty. That was not catty Mike.
Mike can be catty.
Well, I'm just saying tomato.
There's a literal long time bit of me being catty. That was not me being catty. Yeah.
But to them, they were like, we love that feedback. We took it. Like,
because it was real feedback.
They did bring it up. They appreciated it.
I was giving
and
them
the
actual
thing is,
feedback.
The thing I liked about them is that, yes, like, we weren't like, I don't think we're being mean. Again, I'm not saying we're being mean. We were kind of just being like, don't do this. What are you doing? Stop raising
trying
money.
Trying to warn them.
Yes. But they took it. They took it as constructive criticism. They appreciated it. They're still trying to go on this fucking journey of raising money.
Will I be ruining it for myself if I ask, did they give the reasons why? Like, we're giving them a warning through the mouth of E-Rock being on the show and talking to them for a while. They've been like told, like, the sign says, like, hey, do not enter. Hey, these waters are rough. There's sharks in the water, whatever. There's a warning being given to them.
Abandon all hope, ye.
Yeah, but they're deciding. They're deciding to continue on. Did they say why, or is it as simple as, we want him, but thanks anyway.
They didn't quite say it, but in their defense, I could see it, because what I would probably do is I'd be like, hey, this is getting some attention, which is good. Sure. Whether it be like, you know, hey, this Jim and Them show, which gets kind of views, is at least talking about us or whatever. Like, so I get, like, they're just following through on the bit, and at least I see that's how that is.
I guess because in my eyes, they seemed innocent enough where I, like, they didn't seem like they wanted it for anything other than the authentic, like, hey, oh my God, he's a guy we like, we should get him. Like, that it was such an innocent reason to want him on. That's why the warning made the most sense. It's like, oh, guys, you think you want him on, but you don't actually want him on.
And that's the facts. The facts is you don't want him on. I mean, we played one of his interviews earlier that was on some random radio show, and it had like under 200 views. And there are like two other ones again. Like,
and that was a good one. That was one of his I'm actually present for the interview.
Yeah, you're not going to get views just having him on as an interview, because you're going to have to kiss his ass. You're going to have to say whatever the fuck.
And you're going to raise money for a year. Think about, like,
and honestly,
when
like,
we were their size, Jim, what do you think we could have done with $3,500 when it came to like setting up the studio?
Yes. No, well,
or
exactly.
Paying for like server
well,
costs.
Well, and that's what I'm talking
like
about. That's what I'm talking about, because we've
been there. That's the thing, is we've been where they were.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Yes, because we also went down the path of thinking, like, having interviews on our show would be great. And, I mean, I guess it wouldn't hurt, but you shouldn't have to give up that much to have someone on your show.
Exactly.
Like, we tried to have fucking, you know, Ryan Johnson, fucking R.L. Stein, fucking Brian Lee O'Malley, the creator of Scott Pilgrim, and, like, it was all for naught. Like, these people turned out to be fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah.
And it was only, the only thing that was good for us was like how we realized that they sucked.
Well, we turned it into something.
Yes.
Where maybe, like, if they're capable of doing it, cool. But a lot of people, not to like toot our own horn too hard, but a lot of people would have been like, well, that fucking fell apart. And then nothing happens. We were able to turn it into something, but I don't think everyone could do that.
Well, because nobody remembers Scott Pilgrim. They remember Scott Patrick, where he was
Jesus.
Patrick
was
in
Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
I even made direct eye contact because I thought it was a real thing. Scott Patrick? Jeff got my ass.
Oh, yeah. Sex SpongeBob album.
But I also don't want to get twisted. Like, E-Rock has been such a gift to our show.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's been so generous with his time.
With his blowjobs.
And his appreciation for what we do, and also, like, insight.
You know what he's good at? The thing that we've always been bad at is inherently even thinking about the idea of, like, talk to that person.
Yes.
Do this thing.
Yes.
Like, go send this email. Like, I know it's easy to send an email, so it's not like, oh my God, he's a hero for sending an email. But the dumb thing that we've always, like, we don't even, and I even say this about myself, is that I don't even think...
Good evening, cowards.
I don't even think to do that.
Like, no, you're right.
In retrospect, it's like, oh, yeah, we make the joke, like, oh, yeah, Erock's probably already tweeted at him. But, like, it doesn't even fucking occur to me to make that attempt. And that's the thing that he's really good at. Is that he's good at throwing all the darts at the wall and going, one of these is going to hit, where it doesn't even occur to me to throw him in the first place.
Yes. And what's so funny, too, because even...
dartless.
I am. I'm dartless.
Because even someone like Charlie brought it up. Like, I think he asked about E-Rock. Because the thing is, like, a lot of people don't know this, but if you are an O&A fan, they had a producer named E-Rock.
Oh, really?
So some people are like, is that the guy from... And it's like, no, it's not that guy.
Like, yes, he's just him.
It's like, no, he's just named Eric. And, like, on his own, without knowing that there was a guy named E-Rock, he, like, picked that name or that mantle or whatever.
Yeah, normie shit, he did the hit.
Come on. Jeff. It's so funny because, again, like, I mean, like, the kind of the negative output that you put into the show, it's hard to gauge because he, like, really helps our show quite a bit.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you're being like shitty about it.
Yeah, put him on the show. Put him in the show.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, he does quite a net positive. Like, he helps our show. And
I don't even know who we're talking about.
But either way.
They hung up.
Again, because even this week, like, he kind of mentioned to me, like, hey, you should email Violent J. Like, not email, DM. Because, you know, last time we brought up how Violent J DM'd us. I did ask him to come on the show. He didn't really reply to that, which was fine. But he was like, hey, you should reach out to him. And I did. I just reached out to him and said, hey, we posted the discussion of your DM. I'm not sure if you saw it. And he replied. He replied immediately almost, like within a few hours. And he was like, love you guys. And in a weird way, that made me read as like when we asked him to be on the show, to him, he was probably like, oh, man, they're just fans. I just saw them as, like, dudes I wanted to chill with.
Well, yeah, just like a show. just like a damn show I like on YouTube. I watch shows on YouTube.
Mike, I got an anonymous call coming in. Should I take it? Leaving up to you.
Here's the thing. It's fine if you want to take it, but when you realize who it is, hang up on him. That's my... But if you want to talk to him, I'm just going to take the
headphones
off. No.
I'm just asking, should I take it?
Yes, you should.
We don't know who it is.
We get lots of anonymous calls that aren't true.
Taking your call.
All right. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line? Hey, I have a serious question to ask.
Okay, yes. Go ahead.
I would like to be the fourth voice on your show right now. I know that Mike, he does not like me. Maybe I could just, like, you know what, Charlie? No, you're not going to be the voice on anything. Maybe, like, for like a minute or two, maybe I can interject a couple things, or... Is he open to that?
You give me the pork voice, you pig.
Just go ahead real quick. You got like a minute or two.
What, who, me? I have a minute or two?
Again, because I can't risk him just taking his headphones off and tapping out.
Well, no, that's fine. No, I was just using to go along with the flow. Maybe I could throw in a couple, you know, little zingers here and there. Just you know, go with the flow with you guys.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think we can do that.
I don't think you can just say the N-word like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a no-go then, right? You don't want...
For now, I'm going to say no, but, like, I'm going to leave the door open for in the future.
You know what? Let me think about that, actually.
All right, I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you for the compromise, yeah, Charlie. Well,
good show, Mike. No hard feelings between you and I. I'm sure you're a great person, and I hope that you have a good day. Thanks. Okay. Good.
Thank you, Charlie. Later, brother. All right. So there we go.
No Darjeelings. How about that? He's not limited.
Mike kept his headphones on. That's a fucking positive. But either way, yeah. I'm just saying, giving my appreciation to E-Rock. He gives a lot to the show, and I appreciate it. But again, going back to what I was talking about, the Gen X, are we adults yet? It's worth listening to his call-in. It looks like it was their, if you look at their past live streams, it's their second one.
Someone should post it in the Discord. That's kind of what I was waiting
live
for.
With Eric.
I couldn't be there live, but I'd be interested in hearing it, but I assumed that, I guess I've just... assumed that him or Roxy will post that stuff. Or post the relevant stuff, and so that if they didn't, it probably wasn't worth watching.
But it also, it ties into a lot of the stuff we hear. I mean, and it's weird that I've been hearing this so much from people. Like, again, on one hand, I could see from a surface level, people are like, oh, you guys are spoof on Corey Feldman. And it's like, I wouldn't disagree. I'd be like, yeah, absolutely we do.
It's easy to assume.
But some people are like, I'm hanging with my mom who's in hospice, and you guys are making me laugh. Like... not to try to like.
I'm going
to
wish my girlfriend a 1 year anniversary. Yes. TTS.
And not to try to like toot our own horn or elevate us, but I'm just saying, you know, hey, sometimes that shit happens. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line? Who's in hospice?
Hey, yo, Andy Lowe from Sydney, Australia.
Andy Lowe, what it do, brother?
Hello, hello.
So close, so close, almost. just wanted to call in, also give shout out to E-Rock. He's legitimately listening to 16 years. We haven't had a guy like this, not in a long, long, long time.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
You know,
I actually, sorry, Andy, not to cut you off real quick, but I had thought that again, and this doesn't take away from any of our longtime listeners. Like, obviously, I appreciate every listener.
Or Third Mike's.
Because I listen, or Third Mike's, or because, but I only called out the Third Mike because you talk shit for no reason.
He can't rap.
I appreciate anyone that's listened to our show, obviously. We've had people that listen to a long time. People that listen to since they're like, hey, I've been listening since I was 13 years old, and in a weird way, I feel like we helped raise them. At least as far as their sense of humor is concerned. But it's great to have someone that's like, I want to be active and I want to help out.
Well, like from the Robot Royalty it's not days, required. We've been saying we need someone like that. We've always known. We just didn't have
a patsy.
And it's not required. I'm not saying that's required. It's just nice to have that. But go ahead. Continue, Andy.
No, I mean, you're totally right. And it's, you know, kind of tongue-in-cheek to say he's the producer. But and he really is producing. He's reaching out. He's getting out there. He's touching base with other shows. That's so crucial. I mean,
Why weren't you doing that about us earlier? Go ahead.
What's that? Yeah, well, yeah. I was one of those kids that I've been listening since I was 14.
So why weren't you E-Rock?
One of the best things, too, is how we got to hang out with Andy Lowe when we were in Japan.
Yeah. Ooh, Andy Shade.
That was dope.
Dude, met in the middle of the world. How crazy is that?
Yeah.
It was crazy that we happened to be there at the same time.
Well, it's so funny to like meet up with a fan of your podcast about like being like farting.
Dude, it was kind of wild. I was like out to dinner with my girlfriend and you guys were like, we're at karaoke. And I was like, sorry, babe, you don't understand. I listen to this podcast.
Babe, you don't get it. Well, imagine trying to explain that to her now that people know what podcasts are. It would be way harder now.
And send her home, too, which is crazy. But then you go back to the hotel. I got to meet up with these strangers. I'm sorry.
But I do want to shout, because, again, if we're talking about E-Rock, I do want to shout out because, I have had communications with Big J Ogerson.
Yeah.
And he has said that he watched our videos. And, I mean, we're not trying to push it too much, but eventually we may have him on the show.
That's
solely because of E-Rock.
That is a 100% because of E-Rock.
I mean, we're kind of keeping that on the low, but I've had a couple drinks, so I'm like, yeah. You know what? I hit up Big J, and I was like, hey, have you seen this video of his new song? And he's like, yeah, man, I love his Beatles fucking shout-outs. It's so great that he was inspired by and a tribute to the Beatles.
Why is that E-Rock?
No, E-Rock's the first one that messaged Big J about it.
Yeah, but he definitely watches all of our videos.
But I'm just saying, we would not have done that.
He wouldn't be on the show without it.
We would not have reached out to him, is all I'm saying.
Fuck him, dude. No.
Jeff's just a hater, dude.
No hate for E-Rock. Come on, man.
I like
Well, it's funny because now I'm getting nervous because I haven't seen E-Rock in the chat. Maybe he just passed out.
Maybe he's dead.
Yeah, maybe he died. Maybe he shot himself in the head because Jeff was being a dick. Andy,
I love you.
We love you, brother.
Andy is one of our most attractive listeners and has been for maybe the entirety of the run of the show.
I'll take it. Well, anyway, boys, I'm going to run out of my international minutes, I'm sure, but... Coca Buns, Boo Pack Forever, you know, all the stuff.
I like people like checking their wrists.
Thanks, Andy.
Hey, thanks, dude.
I got you guys. Boo Pack Forever.
Yeah, I love that they're
you have to look through the checklist. I don't know, Coca Buns. Well,
it's like on sports radio when they're like, we are for K71, the sports leader. And you can tell that like they're not even like saying it intentionally. It's just on autopilot. That's like, anyway, Coca Buns, Bupak Forever, Skiz Nasty.
let's switch it up real quick before we finish up.
It's a guy exploding.
We do want to check in on Mike's girlfriend.
what a stupid bit.
What's his name?
Dank DeMoss. For people that don't remember, Dank DeMoss is the super fat black lady.
I forget her name. I always just call her like the chick too fat for Uber.
Yeah, she like broke the axles on a car.
She was so like, yeah, the Uber driver had to like pull. Like we watched the video. He politely declined. He was like, I'm sorry. It's just I feel like there'd be an issue with my car.
He eventually didn't he like say one thing wrong?
There was
like,
one
oh, no,
thing that
oh,
he
no.
kind of fucked up on. Yes, I forget what it was. I think he maybe he mentioned his suspension or his car. Like
it was something. Yeah, he
mentioned something or his back seat. Like at first he was kind
human
of fine,
engineering.
But he happened to mention something that kind of put him in a little bit in the red.
Yeah,
and Dank DeMoss, she basically got all her fame for suing Lyft. Because they turned her down for a ride because she's so fat.
I assume it didn't go anywhere, right? There's no way she won that.
It might still be active in a weird way because, yeah, like,
I
the
guess
thing
that
is,
shit takes forever.
With so much frivolous nonsense fucking lawsuits, like, the whole economy around it is that they just make it last.
Right.
However, like, if she has lawyers,
they basically
make it last.
Starve you out of the lawsuit.
Nobody's starving her.
That's
she has
true.
Plenty of ass to live on.
It'd be difficult to starve Dank DeMoss out of
I'll just live on my ass. I'm over here just sucking my ass.
E-Rock in the chat saying, love you guys. Sorry, just crying right now. Having a rough night. Thanks to Jeff. Well, he didn't say thanks to Jeff. I added that part.
Having a rough night. No, he just...
I added that part.
I
added
drunk
that part.
For the first time in a long time.
No. So. Jeff's just being a hater for fucking no reason.
What
to
do you
someone
mean?
Who's
I like
nothing, done nothing but help us.
The third mic. Yeah, E-Rock, yeah.
But anyways, yeah, Dank DeMoss. Now, this is a thing I didn't realize was a... This is an ongoing thing where they do these freestyles outside of a KFC.
Oh, yeah.
Because...
That's what we be on.
This is not just for Dank DeMoss. Like, I've seen this for other...
Wait, like a chain gives you money to say
not
do a
the
free
chain. No, it's not okay. KFC. Whoever Clamar, whoever Clamar is.
Oh, weird.
Like I've seen their
just a racist.
You know, maybe it's not Clamar.
Oh, it's
they only
Kay
have four,
Lamar.
Maybe it's not Kay Lamar because they only have 400 subscribers. But I saw a different lady rapper
so
doing
this. It's modern internet where
it's
someone
some sort of world
do
star.
That,
yes.
So that someone else is like, oh, well, I'll start doing that.
Yes. But yeah, anyways, Dank DeMoss is on this, but Plan B's first, I think.
Plan B first.
Is that a rapper?
I guess.
Oh, okay.
Nigga, I know you is not coming to me. Nigga, is you nutting in me? What the fuck? Is you nutting in me?
I hope that's DeMoss talking like, are you coming in me?
When she said coming in me, I thought she said coming at me. But then she's like, did you nut inside my eye? Like, she's like making it very clear what she's saying.
Well, it's the fat lady like, bitch, are you having sex with me?
Oh, my God. Look at her legs. Get straight off the boat. I told you. Oh,
you can't
no.
Get a real bitch, nah. You ain't finna have me cooped up in the house. Yeah. You got 24
hey.
Hours to pull up with that
hey.
Motherfucking pill,
hey.
Man.
Hey.
The fuck?
Is this an anthem?
I'm throwing that cash because what a bag. Yeah. Nigga, know he got to spin it. On the way, I'm coming over if I know that D hit. Is it make him pull out when he's shooting.
If you're listening on the podcast, this is, I guess, Plan B. This is not Dank DeMoss yet. On the video, you can see Dank DeMoss. Wait, she's the really big fat lady to the right.
Is the song called Plan B?
I guess it's Plan B, but it's also featuring Dank DeMoss.
Well, and also it's a very smart marketing move. It's also featuring the new female rapper, Kay Lamar.
Oh,
maybe that's what it is.
That went over my head.
But also, I've seen this setup has been with different rappers as well. Like, this is some sort of motif or fucking ongoing bit or meme or something
like that.
There's
some sort of motif they all like.
Where they go, they're outside of KFC.
He trying to trap you, bitch. Who is it? I ain't going out without a fight. Me and my nigga beefing, I ain't going home tonight. We outside, we outside. He trying to trap a bitch, I ain't going. When you met me, nigga, you knew I was home. We fell in love.
All right, we're just trying to get the dank already.
I'm so tired of
Come on, Kay Lamar.
This nigga won't stop naming me.
She's had to break down this whole Israel conflict.
Here we go. Here comes Dank. This is the hero.
She's about to explain this.
Yeah, there's what we've been waiting on. Finally, Dank DeMoss, the Uber Lyft lawsuit famous.
Hey, I know my pussy a trap. He can't hit from the back. He gonna try to keep it in, but I don't play like that. Where the fuck is the money?
Wait. Is she implying that it's so hard to put a dick inside of her that you can't keep it in? But she's riffing on it like, no, but actually I want you to take it out so you don't come
in.
It
could go...
Like it's like a double...
It could go either of two paths. It's either that my pussy's so good you're going to come in me as soon as you put it in. Yeah. Or...
Like how do you get
there? I'm so fat like, that you need pussy? A giant fucking
cock. You can't
cock.
Reach. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
You can't find my pussy. Where my pussy at? You can't find my pussy.
Been in, but I don't play like that. Where the fuck is the money? I wanna fuck in the bank. He tryna trap a boss, bitch. He want a baby with dank. Nigga, get the fuck out of my face. You ain't no hitter, can't shoot in my club. All of your niggas be showing me love. I know I'm pretty, let's keep it a buck.
Ladies, hit it today.
Nigga, you really go nut in my what? Nut on my face, maybe nut on my butt. Nigga been mad, he ain't hitting in a month. I'm in the club with no pants on. I wanna take your man home. I wanna hit it for weeks. Hit it today, better have a plan B. What a mistake, abort the baby.
All I can think of is like if you work at that KFC, you're kind of looking out the window like, what the fuck are they doing
like,
out there?
It smells crazy.
There's like a crane holding the microphone. You're like, what is going on?
What is going on?
Oh, okay. They're filming a music video over there.
Why is it stinking this KFC?
It smells like shit. What's happening? Oh, a big fucking the mud monster from Candyland and Megan the horse is doing a song. Megan the horse and the mud monster from Candyland are doing a song.
The chick in the middle in the back's hot.
I do
all
gotta
the other
say,
ones are gross.
I do gotta say, I'm fucking KFC over Popeyes though.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I gotta apologize.
The Popeyes sides are crazy. I don't care.
Is that
what
like a hot take?
I think it's a hot take. I think no, people love Popeyes
people
more.
Like Popeyes. The Popeyes sides are all bad. They're all trash. They're all garbage.
I like the potatoes and gravy.
Potatoes and gravy. Yeah, it might as well be refried beans on an ass.
I like it.
Mike, would you describe them as refried beans on an ass?
They just taste like potatoes and gravy.
No, it's got refried bean seasoning.
I like the fingers. I like the blackened fingers.
I don't know if I know that.
Because like, there's like grilled, there's the regular like crispy, and then there's blackened.
Oh, I did
it's
not
just
know
like,
this.
It's like a rub. They do a rub on it, and I like it.
Even MC, KFC of our Popeyes, or Dave Hot's Chicken. Although Huff's saying, no way, Jim.
I mean, to be fair.
Well, the blackened fingers are like waving that at you. It would be like, that's not my job.
The second I said it, I knew. I was just like, when's it going to happen?
I will be fair, though. I didn't grow up with Popeyes. There wasn't a Popeyes where I grew up. So it wasn't until like way later that I tried it.
I love KFC's coleslaw. I'm a big coleslaw guy.
I'm not a coleslaw guy.
Most people aren't.
All.
Most people are really.
I'm usually
aren't.
Like, no, fucking, sorry, Cane's, extra fries, no coleslaw.
Yeah, no, I get clowned on. Yeah. I go no toast, extra slot, Cane's, and people think
extra
I'm
you're on your fucking I know. Mind, dude.
Bro got, extra bro slot. Got two scoops of slaw.
Yeah,
like
bro
he did
over
something.
Here. Yeah. Yeah. Like bro he, over here losing money with two extra
yeah,
scoops
I
of slaw.
I got, bro got two salsa containers.
The toast
of
is
slaw.
Fine, but I like the slaw.
The slaw is too, it's just a it's not economic.
Well, I like slaw in general.
Yeah, but they don't even give you one portion of slaw. You get two, you get half maybe.
Nah, that's enough.
No, I'm pretty, let's keep it a buck. Hit it tomorrow, hit it today. Nigga, you really go
nut in my what? Nut on my face, maybe nut on my butt. Nigga been mad, he ain't hitting him much. All right.
She's saying funny. To fuck her in the ass a bunch. Is that what she's saying?
She says nut on her face or her butt. Don't nut inside me is basically what she's saying.
I like this. She's like, where's your money? Fuck me in the bank. That's the only way I'm going to know you have money is if you fuck me in the bank.
And I'm not even trying to be a dick. Like, but the thing is, like, you can't help. Like, any comment you make about this, like, super fat lady, you're going to be a dick. But it's like, ain't no one coming on your face or on your butt or in you or anything. Like, get the fuck out of my face,
yeah,
lady.
Yeah, anywhere I come, it's inside you.
Well, there's a lot of guys that, like are into big, giant chicks like her,
black
right?
guys.
Yeah, yeah, skinny black guys, skinny I think black. You mean.
Well, I'm just saying,
the
in
crazy
general,
racist
there are plenty saying. Of people that are, and that's probably
I think you mean,
her,
like,
right?
KKK members, too, like... Like skinny yeah. white guys and skinny black guys love this big fat yeah. black
regardless
chick.
Regardless of who they are, I know they exist. And that's who she's singing about, right?
No, I think she's a virgin.
Yeah, she's a virgin. No one's ever had sex with her. The other time she had sex was she got in a car accident.
What is funny, too, that she's like, hey, I know it's easier to have sex in my butt than in my vagina, so just go ahead and do that.
My butt, my pussy, whatever.
Yeah, don't matter to me.
I don't know where that is.
Same diff.
Fart my cum, cum my fart. Where the fuck is the money? I want to fuck in the bank. He's trying to trap a boss, bitch. He want a baby with dank. Nigga, get the fuck out of my face. You ain't no hitter. Can't shoot in my club. All of your niggas is this bitch with her new song, Pussy on the Floor. Nigga, you really go nut in my what? Nut on my face, maybe nut on my butt. Nigga been mad, he ain't hitting a mud. I'm in the club with no panties on. I want to take your man home. I'm in the club with no panties that fit. I'm in the club with no panties on because they don't make them.
I wanted to, but I had no choice.
I'm in the club. They don't make panties for me. What a mistake. My unique shape. I'm that bitch, don't play them games. They so good, but you better pull out. Put on the bed, nigga, let in my mouth. I'm so tired of season 3 of The Oblongs is weird. The Oblongs? Nigga,
please stop fucking naming me. I mean, speaking of like, I mean, I don't even know if that's an Adult Swim, but it just reminded me of like Tim and Eric. Like, I feel like this would be like a Tim.
Sure.
This would be a
yeah,
Tim and
we're
Eric
like,
sketch.
Look at this.
Because it's in like, it's in that same like realm of the like Cardi B taken back slut culture kind of
yes,
thing.
Yes, yes.
And like
taking
make
back
this
slut.
Stuff. Meg the Stallion being like, hey,
best friends me.
Like, hey, we're taking
best
it back.
Best friends come on me.
It's okay
best
for us to be this
come
way.
On me.
But this is like the trashy version of an already kind of trashy
yeah.
thing, right?
Fat with an extra T. We outside. He tried to trouble me. He tried to have sex with me. I'm like, bitch, where?
I mean, I just feel like I'm that bitch for real. I just feel like.
Well, what's funny to me, though, is sometimes when I'm like gathering up these links, like there's no premeditation behind it. But sometimes, like, I'll usually go to WorldStar and see what's going on WorldStar. And then I'll be like, wait a minute, is this racist that I'm playing this? And it's like, all I'm doing is just playing the video.
Darn, it's not. It's only what's being said that's racist.
It's like I'm not even trying. I'm just like saying, like, hey, this is just
yeah,
the hotness.
This is what they're. It's the new hot freestyle. It's just. What
I'm not
they're
trying.
Doing.
This is no, just the hot freestyle.
We're like, you shouldn't do this, and like, we're gonna.
Do you think they're throwing real money in that parking lot?
Eat chicken.
You have to go.
Eat chicken.
You have to go like gather me. It afterwards.
I was gonna say the saddest thing if you are throwing real money is you pick it up.
Yeah, because those are hundreds. So either they're fake and it's like cool, let them blow away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or
yeah.
like you have to just be like, dude, spit one bar while I throw dollar yes. bills, and then I have to run and like
then
grab
I have to
them
go
all really
pick
fast.
Them all up. Like, what the fuck? But well, also, yeah,
we,
like,
we got to break loose of these racist chains. And anyways, this is Fat N-Word with Eat Chicken.
And also, don't come in me because I'm sick yeah. of taking Plan B.
Yeah.
I don't want to get an abortion and I don't want to take Plan B. So
this
stop
is the
coming
fetal assassin with Eat Chicken. this is fetal assassin with name brands. I respect name brands. Shout out name brands.
There was a real there real quick. There was another video of a guy just lighting a firework off in a fucking.
I assumed we were going to get a lot of that next week.
Just yeah. like,
whatever this yeah. is, we're going to get a lot of that next
we're
week.
We're going to get a lot of next week. It's going to be a lot of guys blowing their hands off.
Yes.
Whoops.
Yeah, this Oops. Is just a nice precursor. To next week's videos where a guy lights off a firework and then puts it in like a Tupperware container that he sits on for some reason and assumes like it's not going to fuck him up.
Wait, what kind of firework? I'm sorry. Like an M80?
Honestly, I don't know.
Because that's big. That looks like an M80, which is basically like, I know everyone's like, oh, it's a quarter of dynamite, but it's yeah. like, it's an actual explosive almost more than it's a firework.
But he does a thing where he like, puts it in a, you know, like just the standard fucking container you'd buy at Walmart to put your shit in.
Right.
Like a fucking, just like a vinyl or plastic container, storage container. But he lights an M80 or something or other.
What do you think the end game was?
I guess just to get clicks.
Yeah, because that's huge. That's not a fucking, yes. people are saying firecracker. That is big.
Yeah. Fuck.
You unbelievable. Hasta este mambo.
Okay. It's not even the guitar. Right, hold on. I paused it at the right moment.
Dude, it evaporates.
It's not even I thought it was a big fucking like jug container.
No,
but it's like a waste basket.
That is like
it's yeah, like a little office waste basket
that
you have.
I'm surprised it's supporting his weight.
Yeah. And he's wearing a Spider-Man suit.
What the fuck, dude? And yeah, again, look how fat that is. That's like
yeah.
that's like a cigar. Like when your firework is like that and it's meant to explode, not meant to like shoot like a Roman candle or something, that thing is going to yeah. fucking explode, dude. That is a little bomb.
You're unbelievable. Hasta este mambus se va a estar muy cerca.
Dude, it disappears.
Dude,
I don't even know how you paused it the way you did, because that fucking evaporates.
Well,
dude.
I love one of the best genres on YouTube is people like underestimating fireworks.
Well, yeah. But the other thing is, what? Okay, let's pretend this doesn't happen.
Yes.
What is the good version of this? He puts a firework inside, it goes off, and nothing happens.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Like, what did he think was the cool thing that was going to happen?
Exactly. You're right. It really is. And in his mind, he was probably like, I'm going to get hurt, but people will probably click on this.
Which is wild.
It's yeah. wild to me.
I guess that. I mean, I forget like, that is on a one hand, in people's head. That is a thing people do, so maybe that is it.
But also, on one hand, it's like, yes, we want people to click on our videos, but we're also not going to sit on a firecracker in a fucking waste basket. Hardcore Jeff, maybe he's get some darts thrown in his back.
I'm looking at a lot of empty bottles, Jim.
Yeah, you know what? Very true. But yeah, it's so funny. The funniest things about these, and it's not just the firework videos, but it's also similar to like when someone gets like kicked or punched in the chest. When they like get the nick, the wind Whoa. Knocked out of, yeah,
like the grape stomping lady.
Yes, exactly. Where it's like, like you can hear them struggling for breath because the fucking wind gets knocked out of them.
Yeah, when the joke isn't funny anymore. Times for a change. We witness his last moments. Firework prank results in witnessing a human's last moment.
Well, I mean, like, that's the thing about, like, grenades. When it's not shrapnel, it's the fucking sonic boom that, like, fucks you up on the inside. He's literally, like, a foot above yeah. that thing. I'm sure that could, like fuck you up bad.
It's well, the Jim and them anniversary.
Well, it is funny to think because, like, I remember way back in the day, in the early 2000s, a friend of mine, he bought a bunch of fucking M80s and quarter sticks of dynamite from Mexico.
Return of Purple Bill.
Hell yeah, Max. Thank you, Max. And he went to work and he was like, hey, guys, like, let's save these for later. And we blew them all off while he was at work.
Yeah.
But
that is the like one of the most evil things you've ever done.
Yeah, like he bought them.
he just like
that's such a
you
dick
like
move.
Popped them off and like it wasn't good the whole time.
But also it's funny to think like at the time when you're fucking like 19 or whatever, you're not thinking like, no, this is a quarter stick of dynamite. Like this is really dangerous. Like we're putting it in a banana and shit or putting it under a fucking metal garbage can, and when we light it off and run away, like it's literally blowing these things into pieces.
Yeah,
like we're
and
not,
not
understand
that far.
Yeah, exactly. Like now that I'm older, I'm like, oh my god, like that was really dangerous what we were doing. But at the time, we're like, haha, put it in an action figure, and like we light it off in an action figure, an M80, and it's like it's gone. There's nothing.
Well, the thing is that
but
plastic
at the time, you're like,
could be in your
I
eye.
I love girls,
but it's just like you're lucky it's not.
I remember we're just like lighting off fucking quarter sticks of dynamite and throwing it in like a swamp. And we're like, oh my god, it stays lit and it like blows a huge wave in the air. And it's like, no, we could be blowing our fucking arms off right now. But at the time, you don't think about that shit at all.
You hear dogs barking and stuff. Everyone within like a mile heard that, dude.
He's just crying.
That's louder than a gunshot, dude.
It's so funny. You just hit him really hard. He started crying.
He looks shell shocked. Like he looks like a soldier does when like a fucking artillery like bomb it, like hits next to him.
Fun time.
It disappears so fast. It's like a magic trick.
Yes. Yeah. Right. It's so funny, dude. And people like it's just funny because it's like even if you get older and wiser, there's just another batch of kids that don't understand at all. And no matter what you tell them, like you could tell them like, no, you don't understand. Cherish your youth.
Yeah,
or don't
like,
do this.
Explode stuff under your butt. Like it's so funny if your butt exploded. Yeah. The guy that's like on a feeding tube because he exploded his butt. I do it again. We were all hanging out and it just seemed like it would be so funny.
I got 30,000 views on World Star.
Man, bro blew his ass up. LMAO.
Bro's I'm trying to ass- see if there's another palate cleanser before we finish up.
Bro's ass exploded. Most of the fireworks videos aren't palate cleansers. It's a bunch of people being like, ah,
yeah, it's always like
oh, no,
sad.
Oh no.
Well, I mean,
because it's always stupid every time.
Everyone
like,
remembers.
Oh no.
When Unk is in the wheelchair and everyone forgets he's there. That's great.
That's a great one. Yeah. When the fireworks start going off,
no one gets hurt. It's just, it's frivolous. Actually, and what funny. Was his name?
It's like what he.
It's
what
like
you
Clarence
doing?
Or something.
Clarence,
yeah.
What are you doing?
What
Clarence?
Is the name?
It's Clarence. Clarence, what you? And they also just set him up. They just made him have fireworks on him.
If that was more dangerous, it would have been. It wouldn't. It would be scary. But it's so funny because it's not dangerous. It's just a bad thing to do.
Wait, hold on. I think I might have found it.
It's so funny.
What you doing?
It's so funny.
He said.
It's like the best fireworks video.
Oh, Terry. It was Terry.
Terry.
Yeah, hold on. Let me find it.
I love it so
much. What are you doing?
This is from a few years ago.
Like this and the person that disappears into the drain and the guy that can't stop getting rubber cement on his hands. They're like my favorite, like, revisit them every time I think about them videos.
Well, what's so funny is because they're blaming Terry for it. And it's like, dude, Terry just gets stuck.
Terry's abandoned.
Yeah, he gets abandoned, and they're like, Terry, why are you doing that?
They leave him out in the cold, bro.
Yeah, he's like spinning while fireworks exploding.
It's so good. Oh, I'm so excited to watch this. It's one of my favorites.
Wait, hold on.
Terry, what you doing?
I hope that anyone who hasn't seen this is about to watch it. That's what I hope.
Yeah, I envy you. If this is the first time you've seen Terry,
I'm jealous.
Well, and it's great because just his friends and family set him on fire.
It's a clear, like, yeah, it's not like boys goofing around. It's like a family cookout.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
And it's great because the framing,
put it in reverse, Terry.
The framing reveals something that if you didn't know already, because we said it, you wouldn't have known going into it, and that's what's extra good.
Wait, hold on. Where's my YouTube layout?
We need the world to see. We need the world to see Terry. Remember Terry? He's not gone. Well, he might be gone, but not because of this.
Terry Ford.
Bagel, bagel. Bagel, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry.
Terry, come on.
Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
He kind of tries to help Terry.
He's helping him.
Terry's got a smile on his face. Yeah. Terry's okay.
Because he's still safe. He's not like quite in harm's way, but he's pretty close to it, which is funny. But it's like all you had to do was just push him out of the way. Yeah. Like you could have helped him.
It's so good.
Bagel. Bagel, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse.
Yo, he tries to help him, man.
What you doing?
And he finally gets out of the way.
Well, historians have maintained for years that we don't know what you doing, Terry.
It's so good. He never stops filming and he never stops laughing. The whole time.
It's so funny because they just set him up for failure.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, hold on. There's one other palate cleanser. Although, fuck, I don't think I have the related video to this.
Can you set the scene?
Let me try to set the scene. Let me see if I can find the... Well, hold on. That's a different one. Where the fuck is it? Hold on.
I'm trying not to read any of this.
Where did I put it?
I don't want to be spoiled.
Where the hell did I put it?
In your fucking ass, bitch.
Yeah, I put up my ass, maybe?
Up your fucking ass, you fucking bitch.
You stupid ass.
Wait, no, it's definitely not here. Hold on. Where the hell is it?
Oh, shit, have you checked your fucking ass?
Cha-ching. It's ass time, baby.
Ooh, it's piss time. I'm tired trying to piss.
Oh, wait, hold on. This was on Twitter. Now I remember. Oh,
okay, if you have it.
Now I remember. Yeah, here it is.
Okay.
Well, it's similar to our... I don't know if people have seen the juice, the sugary drinks that's covered in bees.
Oh, yeah, that's so fucking funny. Yeah.
Which is one of our favorites.
Dude, I don't have very many videos like where I get an app to like pull it from a streaming site so that I can just have it on my phone. That's one of them.
But this is another one. This is a guy trying to do some sort of dough. I don't know what the dough's for, but it's also covered in like flies and bees.
It's just farts and bees.
Dude,
we live in a country that's not just covered in bees at all times. Because apparently every other country, anytime you do anything, bees get stuck in it.
It's a losing battle because he's like trying to get them off, and every time he removes one, nine take its place.
Hold on. Did I find... It might not be the main video, but I did find a video of the juice with all the bees.
It's so good.
It's so funny. We love the fucking... the juice covered in bees. But here's the dough covered in bees. Or flies, maybe. And he's trying to, like... Like, swath them away
he's doing like cool Instagram sort of like
that fucking fold.
He gets so many dead flies.
There's so many flies.
He's like pressing in a fly every time he's doing it.
He thinks he's got it, but he just trapped like 20 flies, dude. Watch that fold and watch how many black dots are in that fold.
Well, that it's the finest bread in India. It only has 16 flies.
It really is like someone's trying to make bread in the village from like Temple of Doom. But it's just like, sorry.
Well, it seems so impossibly easy to not have that many bugs.
Yeah, why are like, all the bugs there?
Maybe that's my white privilege.
That's your privilege, yes. Yeah.
In my opinion, when you're factoring, making stuff, there shouldn't be a bunch of bugs.
Well, no. Like,
our first world privilege is telling us that what we're looking at is crazy.
Well, it's funny, though, because on one hand, like, when you look at the documents or whatever, like, people will tell you that even in, like, the cleanest factory, yes, like, X amount of fly legs or roach.
X amount of pizza dough has 16 flies.
Yes, like, there'll be, like, a minuscule amount of, like, bug legs or something in there. Like, there's just no way around it.
But this dude's folding.
But this is so different. Like, they're actively in your face.
Dude, it's literally like he's trying to laminate dough with layers of butter, except the butter is fucking flies.
Dude, so many. And he's trying to brush them away, but like, look, here's a bunch.
Watch, dude.
A bunch are on there, dude. He's about to fold it.
Watch how many get trapped in this fold.
Dude, all right, look how many. Look how many are there.
45 bucks.
He's about to fold it.
I'm counting 14.
And this is just at like 24 frames per second.
Yeah. Well, and look,
we're not even seeing. There could be even more that are not being captured in this frame.
Every time he does these folds, he then runs it through again.
Yes.
So he's got like seven or eight like runs through where the flies have already been in those times.
Oh, okay. Typical American doesn't want a bunch of bugs in his pizza.
First world problems. Dude, so many got rolled up.
That was an insane amount. Got trapped, dude. At that point, why are you even trying to shoot them away? Because like it's for show, I guess.
Well, this is sort of like a pro move that we do this where we capture all the bugs in the air and we put them in.
Dude, there's like what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's 12 in the like in the landing strip of where it's about to go.
And it's like, this is how we make one birthday candle.
Like, let's say at least fucking, if 50% get through, that's at least 6 bugs about to get rolled up.
Yeah.
Casually rolled into the dough.
Just at that point, you just gotta pretend.
Yeah,
you just gotta bury your head in the sand and go, hey man, I'm here to make dough, and so that's what I'm doing.
Walter in the chat, they're like blueberries popping up.
Ugh. Yeah. And again, this is not his first run through the dough flattener. So, dude, this has happened like 20 times already. There are, and I mean this, hundreds of flies in that dough already.
I'm going to get mad at every guy that makes one bumper sticker because he has 75 flies in his bumper sticker. I don't think so.
Look at all the flies.
Dude.
This is even mid-roll right here. This is mid-fold.
He has to do three more folds.
Like, I guess this is white privilege again, but I'm just not so used to the air being so thick with flies.
Like, look at his folds, dude. He has to do like 3 or 4 more of them. So that's just what he trapped in the first one.
It was the first day of June. The air was thick with flies.
Oh, Jesus Christ. How do you even breathe with that many bugs?
So many bugs in that dough, dude. And it's almost like he's going to capture more in with another roll.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Bro. All right, get out of here. Get out of here. Get back in there.
There's so many. So many bugs in there.
So many goddamn bugs.
So many bugs in just this one pass.
Anyways, we got to print these pages of the Bible.
Lori in the chat. Good point. S'mores, anyone? I guess like a bug s'more.
Like the bugs or the chocolate?
And he's patting it down now. Oh, man. I couldn't believe
they're
that.
They're making bug off bottles.
That guy in the Nike shirt thinks it's funny.
Yes.
See his face? Oh, here it is.
Here's our favorite. And I even love this guy here.
I love it. He makes it better.
Yes. Yeah. The guy that narrates this is great as well. Hold on. Let me pull this up. Let's see.
This is an all-timer.
This right is here. So funny.
5 bees into your drink to make it more protein heavy. Okay, pour it into a bag. All right, stir some live bees into your drink to make it more protein heavy.
So many bees around the juice.
And then put an actual bee in this next part of the bag. Perfect. Okay. Now, before you hand it to somebody, can you do like a little wave like it's actually doing something and then close it? Perfect. All right. Now, show somebody handing a bag with a bee in it for the drink. Perfect. Awesome. And then show somebody dumping ice on top of living bees. Perfect. Okay, cool. And then we can see the bees drowning. Take a bug's life real quick. A bug's life movie. Perfect. Okay, now I want you to like drop the like liquid onto them so it like drowns them. Yeah, really stir it up so it gets them excited. And then pour it over a bee. We can see bees floating in this drink. That's what we want. That's how we get the flavor. Pour it onto a bee. Awesome. Look at that bee stuck in there. Okay, and now just do a little magic wave like it's a little sixth grade magic show and then cover it up and we're good. Like it's actually right. Yeah, I see that little magic thing. Perfect. We did. All right, stir some.
It's so good, dude. Oh, my God.
A bunch of magic.
Dude,
it's so funny.
What's so great is when you see the cope in the comments where they're like, that means it's good. Like, that means it's real sugar.
Nah.
Yeah, that means it's like real sugar in there and the bees are attracted to it.
That means it's like a bunch of bees that want to have sex with my penis. Yeah, no, my penis. That's me in the comments. Yeah, my penis is there.
Oh, my God. All the bees in your juice.
Dude.
I mean, I guess it's sweet because all the bees want it, but I still don't want bees in it.
A lot of people are saying bees are smarter than people these days. That's why my Dunkin' Donuts is just bees.
Dude, it's so funny. It's so funny.
And actually, one last thing here. Where was it?
Is
it
here? Spunk and Go Nuts is for gay guys.
Is it this one?
Spunk and Go Nuts.
Oh, that's like a gay donut shop?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Or there's to come in the donuts, but it's for everybody.
Oh, it's just you spunk and go nuts.
Yeah, it's for everyone, though.
Kristen sent this to me, and I just love it. It's
oh,
just
my
like,
God. Is he going to tear that watermelon in half with his bare hands?
Yeah. Power team.
What
it's
the
just
fuck?
It's just a classic TikTok guy, but he's using the power of God.
Well, that's how this works, yeah.
To complete the impossible, like tearing a watermelon in half.
Well, I've seen people use the power of God to rip phone books in half in front of me, so.
Oh, Jesus, thank you so much for the ability to split this one man in half.
Not good.
Jesus.
He got it.
Dude, that's like when...
There is a cut, but he does split the watermelon in half.
You know when, like, people are like, hey, yeah, it's fun to see an ape in the zoo, but like that thing can rip your arms off. That's what this is.
Oh, Jesus, thank you so much for the ability to split this one man in half. But playing your name.
It is funny that it cuts for a second, though. Like, what did he do on the cut?
Is it the cut or is it the camera moving because he's like tearing a watermelon in half with his bare hands?
Let's see. Let's watch. All right. Hold on. I think it's going to cut in a second.
No, it's not.
Oh, no. You know what? It's not really a cut.
I think
all
it's
right,
a camera.
I'll give it to him.
Like, he's got the camera on
the
same table.
The camera
kind
of jostles a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
Jesus Christ.
Strong man for Jesus. Like, everything he does is about being strong.
Oh, he looks like Dank DeMoss.
This was me 7 months ago.
Uh-oh.
This oh, no, was is it identical? It's the exact same. He's just got jaundice.
No, he's jaundice as fuck.
He's jaundice,
yeah.
But that's
you
the only
what?
Difference.
Good for him.
It's the only... Oh, this is me 8 months ago. I don't have jaundice anymore. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what?
Congratulations.
That's, I'm scurvy free.
That's progress.
See?
Everyone said my bed sores would get infected, and they didn't.
See? I was very sick.
Same guy twice.
Heart failure, liver failure. No more active thyroid. And
look at me. This guy's fucked up. He looks way worse. He's like, look at me. He just has yellow eyes because that guy has yellow eyes. He's like, look at me.
No, he's less yellow. Like, he got rid of the jaundice at least.
He is less yellow. I'll give you that. I'll give you that, that he's less yellow. He's like, look at me. I'm sorry. I'm sick. I'm going to fucking do something.
And it's so funny because on TikTok, we're always kind of being like, is this guy in on the bit or not? And like, I don't know if this guy's in on the bit.
I think this is a real easy answer.
You know, you had with Lauren Walker. And even then, someone had to be there because I was
This is jaundice inward on TikTok.
The doctors were blunt with me, and they thought I needed a liver transplant and everything, and they didn't even know that I was going to make it or not. They were blunt.
The fucking science was like, whatever, your liver, I don't know, shit.
I don't know, organ failure, I guess.
And they're like, I guess they're wrong again.
Well, we took some of your blood and we did some tests and we think you might just be fucked up.
Guess who is back?
Yeah, we got your test back and you're all fucked up.
Yeah, we're diagnosing you with being all fucked
up. Guess what? Guess who's back to find the will of God, baby?
You know, we prescribe not being so fucked up.
We're going to ask you to maybe stop being so fucked up for like a minute.
Skinny fist to heaven again.
If you could stop being so fucked up for like a sec, that would be great.
Once again, in defiance of God's will.
Yeah, what's your local Walgreens? Because we're going to write his prescription for not being so fucked up.
Could you do us a favor? Yeah. Like, we're going to get
get a Haterade prescription.
We're giving you 60 milligrams of settling down because you're all fucked up.
I'm sending a RIP gift card to my fucking doctor because kill yourself. I'm still thriving.
Oh, wait, what?
Someone had to be there because I would fall. The doctors, and they thought I needed a liver transplant. And
they were like, stop watching porn. I was like, no.
Make it or not. They were blunt. But I stayed positive and leaned on the Lord and did what Job did.
I don't know what he said there.
He stayed positive.
Some with the Lord.
He stayed positive, leaned on the Lord, and did what Job did.
Plant and everything, and they didn't even know that I was going to make it or not. They were blunt.
They were blunt.
But I stayed positive, leaned on the Lord, and did what Job did.
And I
can't believe you got that in one, Mike. Holy shit.
Usually I'm the one that can't understand. I was very proud, too.
Oh, they're like, you flatline, you have no reason to live. And I was like, I'm going to continue.
They're like, your heart is not beating. You should not be alive.
I'm going to continue to give my opinions on adult animation. Adult animation is at its lowest.
Lean on the Lord and you gain more than what you lost. So that's what I do. Ever since then, that's what I do.
I like how he was...
Welcome to the pimp game.
All his organs were failing. He leaned on the Lord, got cured. Now he's like, well, I guess I got to tear stuff in half.
Well, all my organs were failing.
Well, I also like that. Picture him is just going like, blah.
When you're that face when your organs fail.
Woo!
You guys can't have fun anymore, Mike? That's what we're saying?
Yeah.
We're saying guys can't have fun?
I didn't say that.
Welcome to Guys Can't Have Fun Zone.
Oh, dude, looking to be Shrek.
Obama!
Thank you, Cicero. thank
people
you for
perish
the super
from
chat.
A lack of knowledge of a Hosea.
And he's just blowing on a bottle opener? I don't get it.
That rules. You don't know about Hosea. Obama.
I love you, boys. Jim and the Miss Pop Culture. Happy 704. Real? Thank you for having a shot with me. I love each of you up to and including Joe Berry and Jake Sprague. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Thank you, Cody.
Real Hosea 4-6 knowers be like,
and love you, congratulations,
Cody.
On your wedding.
Congrats,
man.
Cody, you fucking guy, you.
Technique, Squidward! Technique!
Wait, was he doing fucking
he's doing Hosea 4-6?
Was he doing SpongeBob bits like Jeff was?
He's like, what if strong man for Jesus was Patrick?
Oh, here he
goes. Yeah, he's like Hosea 4-6 pizza is the pizza.
I'm Shreya.
Shriok. Shriok. Hit him with it.
Oh, Jern Blanston, your super chat was ignored. Hold on, where was it? Did I miss it somehow? Hold on.
I want to piss.
We got Shriok here, so I'm not gonna.
I almost peed my pants.
I'm not gonna ignore your super chat.
Hold on, Shriok's calling in.
Yeah. Hold on, let me see. Oh no! You're right. You're right. I'm sorry, man. Let me replay it.
Obama.
I don't know why he didn't play. Now I know what the Titan sub looked like when it imploded. Thank you, Jern Blanston. I'm not sure why yours didn't play, man, but much appreciated. I love Shriok, though.
It's real Shriok.
This is Shriok hours.
It's so funny. Like you see they have a Shrek filter, and I'm like, I'm Shriok. Post.
Shriok. Hey, look. Are you Shriok? Shriok?
That's too many people.
You are Shriok. You are Shrek. I am Shrek.
We've been meaning to talk to you.
Just know that Jesus loves you. Yeah.
Jesus stuff.
You know that Jesus loves you.
Oh my god, dude.
Hey, hey you Shrek!
Hold on, I missed the ending.
Yeah.
Inward, hey, you Shrek! It's just a bunch of fat guys laying around. Hey, bro, I got a new filter. Filter?
Hi, guys. Me, Dustin. Did it a bunch. Hi, guys. Me, Dustin. Did it a bunch of blood work.
I don't. You know, I got nothing for that one.
Yeah,
sorry.
I don't know.
I'm a one-trick pony.
They did a bunch of blood. The subtitle about is his leg.
Yeah, thank you for praying for my leg.
Diagnosis: keeping the leg.
And I'm home. And I'm gonna be home for a couple of days, and I watch my boo boo.
What is he watching? Batman and Robin.
That's what I'm listening to.
Yeah, is that was like sure Batman Forever?
I think
yeah.
You probably watched me like look up and start. Yeah. Just like I'm listening.
He's watching a Jim Fung remix.
A bunch of blood work, and you know blood work. Yeah, and I'm
that's.
Yeah,
Batman the Animated Series.
Thank you so much.
I don't think it's that.
And no matter what you're going through, remember this: Jesus loves you. Yeah.
Jesus loves you. Yeah. He's probably watching. I almost got him.
It sounds like pre-Schumacher Batman.
Dude, it's so wild. Some of these are showing they have zero views. Could we literally be the first view for some of these?
Give him one. He's like, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes, Jim.
Like all his videos are ah. Yeah. This is my ass.
God knows the past per year.
Yeah.
7 seconds.
Wait, so is it just him lifting
it?
I want to see him tear stuff in half.
What's this well, one? I don't know if you guys understand how great it is when you're retarded and someone tells
dude.
You God can do anything. You're like, yeah.
Here's a Patrick from SpongeBob reference, Jeff.
Yeah.
Right up your alley.
Okay.
Why you should always call on Jesus instead of Patrick Star off of SpongeBob.
No, this is Jesus.
Is this the Krusty Krab?
No, this is Patrick.
Is this the Krusty Krab?
No, this is Patrick.
That's why I pray. That's why I pray to Jesus.
All right, all right.
That's why I don't pay to pray to Patrick.
Anymore. All right, that's enough, Jesus. I didn't realize how late it was.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
I had no
Patrick.
Idea,
dude. There are people on the East Coast that are like, dude, I got to work in like an hour.
I had no idea. Thank you. Well, hold on. Where's my fucking playlist?
Jesus Christ.
Cheez-Its crisps. Favorite part of the show. Man, wow, what a journey it's been.
It was a really long one, and I know there were a couple points where I was laughing very hard, and I like the end of every episode, I have no fucking clue. But I bet the listeners out there, they know what my favorite part is. They're probably screaming, Mike. It was that moment. And I would go, oh, yeah, duh, of course. But I don't remember what it is now. So you know what? I'm leaving it up to the listeners. You guys get to just decide. It is viewer's choice. Viewer's choice on my favorite part of the show.
I'm going to give shout-outs to E-Rock. Thank you, brother, for all you've done for the show. Shout-outs to Fowlis for the break music. Shout outs to the playlist.
Hell of a playlist. Great power hour.
Shout outs to the power hour. Shout outs to the fireworks.
Shout out to the new Jim and Them skateboard deck pre-order.
Yes, ooh. I forgot. How could I forget?
Oh, shout outs to Sponge Out.
Join the Facebook group to pre-order the goddamn Jim and Them skate deck.
Where are the links, Jim? Where can they find them?
Go in the Jim and Them Facebook group. I posted in there. I also posted in the chat.
You can probably throw it up on Twitter, throw it up on Instagram. We'll throw it in a couple places. Assume that if you go to one of the Jim and Them socials, you will find it.
Absolutely. Shout outs to the characters in Dolby Atmos.
Oh,
shit.
Shout
outs to the characters.
I'm excited to hear that when we eventually do it.
Yeah, we'll have to. A lot of things going on. Shout outs to the chat. Thank you for spending your holiday with us.
Shout outs to all the Fell Dog Summer winners.
Yes, shout outs to the Fell Dog Summer winners. You love to see it. E-Rock saying, I've been a crying mess. I hope that's happy tears and not sad tears. Roxy, thanks for hanging. Much love to the goons. And you know what? Roxy is a goddamn fucking... What? Thank you, Dean. Thank you for the super chat.
I say that Roxy is the ninja to E-Rock's samurai.
Yes. I was trying to think, what's the word? Not underdog, but when someone's a dark horse. Dark horse. Yeah, Roxy's a goddamn dark horse behind the scenes, doing so much for the show, and it's so appreciated. Happy 4th of July to Roxy. Happy 4th of July to E-Rock. Happy 4th of July to everyone in the chat. Happy 4th of July to Charlie, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh my god. And remember the pact. If the goddamn music video drops this week, do not watch
that shit.
Dude,
you know what's gonna happen. You know exactly what's gonna happen. We're gonna wake up tomorrow.
Shout out to Drew Lane, by the way.
Shout out to goddamn Drew Lane, one of my favorite people. We're gonna wake up tomorrow. And I'm gonna jump in the Discord, and the main channel is gonna be like, there's been like 3 million new messages. And I'm like, what? Why? And I'm gonna scroll up, and Corey's gonna fucking put up the video.
Yeah.
8 hours from now, and we're gonna have to wait an entire week, and then the pact is gonna destroy our friendships with everybody because everyone's gonna break it because they're all cowards and liars and betrayers, like Job.
Yeah, exactly.
Job had something to do with betrayers, right?
Live your life like Job already.
Yeah, like always, as if we need to tell you that. You're already going to do that. Hey, you know what you're also already going to do? Is go to patreon.com/Jim and Them, where you can find all sorts of bonus Jim and Them content. I'm going to throw out a couple things that I don't always mention. Obviously, you can go on there and you can join the free tier. The free tier gives you access to free shows. You don't have to pay us a dime. It just gives you kind of like an idea of what's on there. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this. I've mentioned it for like existing, like, paid members, but we have a thing called collections. Collections are like, it's kind of like hashtags where it's like, here's all the stuff for this show. And it's a great way if you're a brand new Patreon member to not like feel like intimidated by the crazy like water hose feed of everything. That's where you want to jump to, just go like, hey, I'm new. I listened to the last couple things and I just want to see what they've had on here over the last decade they've been on there. Go to the little thing. It's like a little tab that just says collections. You'll see tons of names with all the shows that have to do with that thing. That includes being a free member. One of those collections is all the shows that are free for free people. So if you are a free tard and you're just checking it out, that's where you need to go. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that, but I apologize if that was hard to figure out for people that joined for free, thought they wanted to hear shows and couldn't actually figure out where those free shows are. So there you go. If you are an existing Patreon member, that's also probably a good tip for you to just like go back and like more easily like go through the backlog of what we have on there. It's not every single thing is in a collection, but we've done a pretty good job, and it'll help kind of get you started. So that is patreon.com/JimAndThem, where you can find all sorts of great stuff. Jim, what is the brand new stuff that people are going to be able to find right now waiting for them at Patreon?
Well, we did just record a commentary for Lucky Fritz.
One of the worst movies I've ever had to watch for a commentary.
A Corey Feldman film. Lucky Fritz is a German film that stars Corey Feldman, where he gets struck by lightning, which makes people attracted to him. It's horrible. But it's worth watching with your boys because we had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, I say top five, but it's probably top three worst commentary I've ever had to watch.
We also have some Watch This is available on our Patreon, where we discuss some new summer releases, like the movie F1, like the new Jurassic World that just came out, and also some other movies we've been watching. So if you like hanging out with your boys, you can listen to us discuss some flicks at Watch This at patreon.com/JimAndThem. That's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much bonus, amazing content with your boys. Plus, of course, you get the live show every week. Even if YouTube decides to take it down for some sort of bullshit copyright thing that we get, you can find it at patreon.com/JimAndThem. That's just a small taste. There's so much more.
Fantastic. Jim, what are people going to find if they go to showswhatyouknow.com right now?
Oh my God, I host a television podcast with Jacob Burrows from Ireland. We discuss TV shows. You can find it at showswhatyouknow.com. The Bear season 4 just finished up. We talk about that. We also talk about some other shows we've been watching. Mike, do you understand that there's a Max original show right now, created by J.J. Abrams, starring Sawyer from Lost?
What?
That just finished its 8-episode run.
Wait, it finished?
It's a 1970s action show that features Sawyer as a wheelman behind a duster. It's called Duster.
That sounds great.
It's very fun. I didn't really like it at first, but I'm actually getting really into it. I got a couple episodes left.
Which is weird, because
I feel like no one's talking about this J.J. Abrams show.
Dude, I was on there watching Styx, and I didn't even see it. So I was actually on Apple Plus and didn't even realize it was there.
Well, it's on HBO Max.
Oh, HBO Max. I'm sorry. So I had no idea. Max.
But yes, starring Sawyer from Lost, co-created by J.J. Abrams. Sure. But it's a 1970s throwback. It also feels like a throwback, like, TV show where it's 8 episodes, episodic, but also with an overarching storyline, but it doesn't feel like a movie stretched out over 8 episodes.
Okay. It's more like what Supernatural used to do, where it's technically Monster of the Week, but there's, like, this kind of background arc along the way.
It's won me over. I'm about 6 episodes in. At first, I was a little kind of like, what is this? But I think it's well worth a watch. And you can hear more about it at showswhatyouknow.com.
Damn, I got to check that out. Jeff Murphy, you got anything for the people out there before we go?
Welcome to the gay sex zone. Bring you in to have gay sex. Welcome to gay sex zone. Working on the gay sex merch.
We're working on the merch for the gay sex zone.
Fuck yeah, everybody.
Gay sex merch coming out soon.
Everybody, keep an eye out for the gay sex merch.
Welcome to the gay sex zone.
Like I mentioned earlier, the Jim and Them skateboard deck pre-order is live. You will be joining a Facebook group. It's just how they do it. Like all the cool prints and posters out there, we're doing it that same way. Go to any of the Jim and Them socials. That is where you can find it. My endorsement this week. Oh, never mind. Hold on.
Sorry, real quick. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line? Hey, Mike, listen. I've been patiently listening to you. I'm a fan of yours. Hopefully that you and I can go forward on your next podcast. I'd like to have a conversation with you. And I enjoy what you got. What's that?
Shut the fuck up.
No, I was just calling to say hi.
No.
Go ahead, Charlie. Hurry up.
No. I don't want to hurry up. I just want to say, Mike, hopefully you and I can go forward. I apologize for any disparaging comments that I made in the past. Jim, first of all, Jim, I'm not kissing your butt. Jim, in my opinion, you actually might be one of the best podcasters online. There's a lot of shows that I call into, but I think you do a great job. So I'm absolutely a massive, I'm a fan of yours. Why would I say that if I didn't know? You can't do nothing for me. Mike, maybe going forward, I'll call in next week. Maybe we can have a conversation. I don't know the guy with the dark hair. I don't know. What is his
Shut
name?
Shut the fuck up, faggot.
That's Jeff.
Bro, trash call. You're ruining the show right
okay.
now.
Okay, it's not. I'm being honest. I'm being sincere. So,
yeah,
okay.
Being honest, you are gay. This is okay, so something gay, you have to fine, recognize.
Nice
you have to
things.
Recognize.
Nice
so you
things.
Have to be honest with yourself. I like men. Say
I'm
that
just
with
letting
me.
You. This okay, is just so, penance, Charlie. I just gotta let you know this is
it's
penance.
What?
You're punishing
this is,
me more than you're punishing him.
This is
for
penance.
The record, you're punishing me way more than him.
I've heard the word. I don't know what penance means. What is penance?
Well,
mean?
I guess you're not a Catholic. It's kind of like when like you commit a sin, but then like you have to pay the price for it.
Okay, so I apologize. What part of I'm sorry don't you guys get?
See, the thing is, everyone's very sus of you right now. Everyone's very suspicious of what your angle is.
You know what? I'm going to take off. Jim, I'm a big fan of yours. You're a great podcaster. Let's talk in the future. Okay, have a good day, guys. Take care.
Ew, have a good yourself. One, man. Later, dude. All right. Sorry. Sorry, guys. Go ahead. Go ahead.
It doesn't matter. We just end
go
the
ahead.
Show.
Go ahead.
I don't care anymore.
Well, no. What's you? Come on. You got to give your fucking.
My endorsement is Games Done Quick. It's happening all next week. It's a giant charity that they do for Doctors Without Borders. They raise millions of dollars every year. It's like a video game speedrunning thing. If that's not your thing, you still might enjoy it. Sometimes it's like, hey, that's a game I played as a kid. Look at how crazy this guy can like break it in a way that I didn't even know made sense. Other times, if you're into video games, you get to like watch how quickly stuff can go through. It's very, very fun. I enjoy these events. They're two of the highlights of my year. They do two of them a year. The summer version, it starts tomorrow on Saturday. So if you're hearing this, it literally runs 24/7 for a week. So at any point in time when you're hearing this, it will be live. It's called Games Done Quick. You can find it on Twitch. You can find it on YouTube. You should check it out. That's my endorsement.
Hell yeah. Well, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're Gay Sex.
And we're out.
Word.